You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Okay, folks, March 11th, Bonnie and I will be doing a live podcast from the Village Underground, Alive, My Wife Hates Me. Please go to comedyseller.com under feature events. You can buy your tickets. It is March 11th, 8 o'clock. We will have a celebrity guest marriage counselor come in. It's going to be great. It's going to sell out. So get your tickets now. ComedyCellar.com. Feature event. Live podcast.
What's up? You know what, dude? Robert Kelly here. And you guys know that I just recently bought a car. I moved out to the suburbs and I had to buy two cars, one for my wife and one for me. And the anxiety that I felt over doing that, because I know I'm going to get screwed. I know it's not going to be fun. I was talking to myself in the car on the way there. That's how crazy it was, trying to pump myself up. I'll walk out of here if you don't give me a good deal. Ugh, I said that in the mirror to myself. And you know what? Then I found out there's a better way to buy a car. I heard about TrueCar.com, a new way to buy a car. At TrueCar.com, you actually get to see what others paid for the same car you're looking for in your area, so you know you're getting a great price. I went to TrueCar.com and found out what I would have saved. I didn't want to talk about it. I wish I went here before I bought my cars. So you should do the same thing. At TrueCar.com is amazing. You get a savings certificate. You just need to take your savings certificate to your TrueCar certified dealer. So you don't need to worry about the hassles or the anxieties of the old way to buy a car. TrueCar users save an average of $3,000 off the MSRP. So if you're ready to buy a car, why wouldn't you go to TrueCar.com? Negotiation free, guaranteed savings, a hassle free experience, and a TrueCar certified dealer that is committed to a new and better way to buy a car. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today.
Funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No direction. But I love doing it.
This podcast has no rules.
Can I get a microphone?
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
It's Robert Kelly.
You know what, dude? You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Podcast on riotcast.com.
Yeah. Fucking Louis Katz going nuts. You can tell we got a totally different crew in here today. Usually that music kicks on and people are fucking playing air drums. You guys are fucking offended. Literally just offended at
Louis knock something over.
At the loudness. What the fuck did we? What do we got here today, man?
I'm just not sure what's going
to happen. What's happening? Here we are, Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude, live. We're doing a special afternoon show with a whole crew of people that usually aren't on together. Usually you guys are the guests, and we have a new person today, a whole new guest. This is like a whole new fucking avenue for the show. I like it. We don't have Monkey Lewis breaking shit. Fucking Quippy Joe throwing out some quippies. Dan doing, this rock voice. There's a bunch of quiet, funny guys waiting to fucking throw out their fucking their shit. This is great. Kelly, why don't we go around the room right to left and introduce everybody.
To my right, do you prefer, I never know how to say, is it Louis or Louis? What do you prefer? Because it's spelled like Louis.
I'm sorry, stop. Yeah. Your the worst. Fucking tits are amazing. That's all, I just, what yeah, the yeah, fuck?
I know.
I want to fuck them. All right, go ahead, sorry.
Weight gain isn't so bad.
Was this body, you always had this banging body thing going on?
Really?
I had no idea.
I never had a banging body.
Oh, you got one today.
Oh, really?
Remember, Louis likes black chicks.
Well, because the thing is, I put on a bit of weight, so I feel it out a bit
Bill
more.
Bill thinks you're fat.
Yes. Yeah.
No.
The tits look good, but the rest of me is terrible.
Bill likes a nice white girl spaded shovel ass.
Well, no. I like a fat ass. I don't know about Kelly's ass, because her tits are always camouflaged in the ass. What's going on with the ass?
I didn't even notice her tits till Bobby brought them up. I was looking at the ass. That's what
oh,
I was
really?
About.
Where's
yeah,
the ass?
That's where it's at.
I haven't seen the ass.
Put the mask on. You don't talk without the mask. Put the mask on. You don't
got
talk
no
without
Scopo
the mask.
Ass.
I wish.
Scopo was advertising for the show. There's the YKWD. I'm sick. Fucking mask.
It's worth it. It's fucking worth it.
Every
it's
second.
Fucking not. It really isn't.
All right, go ahead, Kelly. Introduce.
We okay, got- so to my right, loves black chicks and my own ass, Louis Katz. Hey,
right,
Louis.
There you go.
Welcome. We haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah. We miss your little Jew face. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Bring me back. Okay. I bring this Jew face around all the time.
And to his right, fresh from Broadway, playing Mickey Mantle. And
yeah. There's that round of who gives a shit on that one. That was awesome.
And fresh from fresh from sending a whole bunch of ladies dick pics of his massive hog.
True.
Bill Dawes.
Never true. Hey.
Bullshit. I seen him.
Just you, Kelly.
Lucky. And then a newbie. A lot of stuff going on.
Not to comedy.
Podcast? No, no.
That'd
no.
be you.
No, co-host with Sean Donnelly on My Dumb Friends.
Yeah, huge stuff going on.
Yep, huge.
We just averaged 250 listeners last week.
Did you?
I don't want to brag, but it's getting pretty big.
You should go to stand-up labs.
You go to stand-up labs, you'll get 30,000.
In a second. That's Dan St. Germain. Welcome to the table, I guess, to the studio.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
We're glad to have you. And then, we'll save the, you know, the host.
Well, you don't have to save me at all. It's my, I mean, yeah. I think they
we
know.
Nobody's
stumbling on this fucking show.
Except me.
We got what we got. Yeah. There's an occasional, dude, check this out. It's not bad. We got Chris, the sick face Scopo, but his hair still looks good. He's mad at me because I made him wear a surgical mask.
Is he allowed to have the nose uncovered like
no,
that?
No, you're yeah. not.
It's put fucking, the,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I think it's
you're
a good
not,
look.
You're not getting everybody sick. You look like a doctor. Someone might see this video, a casting agent, and say we should hire him for the new Grey's Anatomy to be Dr. Scopo.
I doubt look like that's a doctor. Happen.
No, I
like maybe a doctor. Like a half Asian hobo, maybe? Yeah. Or a
construction worker. Like
a construction worker, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, you do. You look like you're installing insulation.
I've done installation.
Why couldn't I say it? Why couldn't I get it out? It was such a perfect joke. You look like you're installing insulation. I actually have that being installed in my house today, and I still mumble mouth, couldn't fucking say, and because I got excited that I had a witty one. Fuck. I did look at insulation. I broke it down into syllables. Anyways, Chris, you're leaving the fucking mat. If you get too hot, raise your hand.
I hate you so much.
This is the problem with Scopo. This is the problem with you. Is that you're too cool for school. You're too cool. In your fucking realm, your parents think you're the shit.
Your girl
thinks you're the shit. Everybody thinks you're the fucking bit ass. But in our world, you ain't shit. Okay?
I know.
So you have to learn to know your fucking worth and be funny. Like I told you, cool is the enemy of funny. You're trying to be cool right now. All right? You got to learn to be funny.
I understand.
That on your face, just hearing your mumbled voice makes me giggle inside.
Yeah. It is so hot inside right now.
That's because you're
ridiculous.
Sick. You're keeping all the sickness in your own fucking face.
I should have got the respirator, the one with the fucking thing coming out. It lets the air go
What are you, me? Respirator. Fucking asshole.
We got one that they use at Ground Zero. You needed to get a, like a doctor's
Well,
on the
that
breeze.
Was like $3. These were $2, so I was cheap and used the
I don't like that
$2.
Kelly did a fucking September 11th joke and tried to disguise it as a relevant joke. Fuck you. He said construction site. Same thing now. It's the same thing. Ground Zero is a construction site. We've moved on. Jesus Christ. All right, so fucking Scopo makes me laugh. Ah, fuck you, man. So yeah, this is your first time on, Dan.
Yeah, man. I was listening to the Jim Norton one yesterday. It was really funny.
That's so funny that comics will they flock to the like where they This is why my show, people say it's not as popular as it could be. And I know the direct reason is I don't have my friends on, like Norton or Colin, on a consistent basis. If you look at popular shows, they have very famous people on it. I love fucking non-fame. I like comics. Where if you're famous, you're not famous, you're coming up, you're young. So it's like a comic hang. But those are the ones that industry will fucking go to, the ones with Norton. And you know, a lot of those ones... Like, the ones with just us, like comics, who, we have followings. You know, we're all kind of known and whatever. Louis, I'm just throwing you in there.
Thank you.
But you know what I mean?
Right.
But we're not like Norton, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, you know, or a Colin or Schumer, you know?
Yeah.
But those ones sometimes become interviewee.
Right. Well, because, like, everyone who's... Like, on a lower level than them, who's there, just happens to be there, or is afraid of being like, I don't want to see this thing and then piss them off.
I tell you what, when we had Burr on, fucking goddamn soda, that fucking coattail fucking corporate douche, he really just didn't want to do a voice that day. He really tried to be fucking edgy. He actually told me to go fuck myself.
Whoa.
Go fuck yourself. What the fuck is that?
He started talking. I bet he did start talking like him, too. Like, the only impression he was doing was Burr.
The fucking banks, dude. I agree, Burr. The banks are fucking ruining this. You got to pay off your house. Get yourself a fucking nice Honda. You know, not a gas guzzler. I own a fucking Prius. I don't give a shit. I'm fucking edgy. In the other way.
Have you seen Soder on those Guy Court commercials? I haven't seen the show.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, it's so fucking funny because, like, all the guys who come out, and just like, you know, it's like Andrew Schultz and, like, Jermaine Fowler. They're doing, like, the whole hip hop, like, what up?
Hey,
I'm funny, but I'm also fucking cool. And then Soder walks in the frame looking like. He's like in a DWI appearance. He's wearing the shittiest suit I've ever seen. Looks like a different show. It looks like a Judge Joe Brown show, like in the middle of this cool MTV. You know, and this depression on his face. It's amazing. You gotta check it out.
It's like, that's like watching a period piece and then somebody coming out from like Devo with a Devo hat on.
It's really weird.
I can't watch it, and it's not because I'm old. I can't watch comics because I've done it. I did the VH1 talking head shit,
right?
And I tried to make it fucking edgy or funny. You try to make it funny.
They don't want that.
No.
They do not want edgy. They do not. They want fucking quirky and quippy and non-offensive because they don't want to offend the people that they're supposed to be promoting.
Right.
Right?
I did that I Love the 2000s. I recorded that yesterday.
Right.
And they're like, okay, can you do some Indiana Jones and Crystal Skull stuff? I'm like, all right, yeah, sure. And they're like, but make it like really positive.
Oh, God.
That's the worst fucking movie I've ever seen in my life. I stopped. I was like, I can't. I'm sorry. We got to move on.
It's so fucking bad.
Yeah.
They had fucking monkeys.
They had monkeys.
But the ants. There's no ants. In the fucking original movie, they had real thousands of snakes.
Yeah.
And they had spiders, real fucking how do you say it? I'm not even going to attempt.
Tarantula.
I'm just going to take it. I'm just going to take the bandana.
You top out at four syllables. I think you can't go that high. You can't go that high. That's too much for you.
Keep it down to three.
That's three. It's not that. It's not the syllables on that one. There's certain words that I can't let's say. Marilyn.
Marilyn's hard.
Tarantula. What is it?
Tarantula.
Tarantula.
Yeah, you go.
I always say tarantula. I think that, no, because I didn't have a father to go, hey, no, it's fucking tarantula. Oh, it's tarantula, you fucking.
It's tarantula.
And philanthropist. I can't say that.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. Sorry, fucking.
I was not going to say, because I sound like that guy's like, it's philanthropist.
My monocle just fell in my soup. You actually look like one.
Yeah, I do.
But yeah. It's the worst, one of the worst movies of all times. Yeah. Never mind to come back after the third one. The fucking third one, which sucked.
Yeah.
No, the second one sucked. The third one was great.
Right.
First one was
good.
Great. The second one fucking sucked.
No,
the cock.
It's good.
Really?
The second one's awesome.
Ali Ma?
With the little kid?
Oh, man. They pulled the heart out of the dude.
Ali Ma.
It's crazy.
It was awesome.
Why are we all peeking out for some reason?
And then they, it's just like nonstop action, that second one. But that fourth one really is bad. Like, and also, there's just an alien for no reason. Like,
yeah.
He just has to put aliens in movies now. That's like his thing. Just for
I don't
no
get
reason.
It. I don't get it. I don't fucking get it.
It's because 1, 2, and 3, you could kind of believe that's going to happen. You can kind of believe that there's like, you know, there's an arc and there's this. But with the alien ones, you're like, oh, come on now. This
no, I actually, I was okay with that, but I don't know why they had to do, like, I thought they were just going to do it at Roswell, which is cool.
Oh, yeah. Because
then it would be, that would make sense time-wise.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Like, why are we in a fucking temple? You know what I mean? Like, why do we?
Kingdom,
why does there need to be like some? Was like some Mayan or some?
He
shit?
Has to read something out of the chat room. Go ahead. What did it say?
It said, "Words Luis J. Gomez cannot say. Kelly is funny."
I love you. Said, "Aw."
I'm not there yet. With
yeah, it's
you.
Luis saying no, it. No.
Kelly's very funny.
It's Luis.
But here,
I'm not there yet. You know where I. Talk about how horrible you
were. Yeah, don't go there. It's fucking, it's really old. Here's what got me about the movie. Ready? The ants. It's impossible. I'll buy the skulls. Rich. I'll buy the
I don't
aliens.
Remember the ants. What do the ants do?
They there's just millions of them. They carry. That doesn't.
Oh,
the
yeah.
giant.
They're
fucking,
they eat people, right?
Is yeah, that doesn't that? Exist. I know the skulls don't exist, but they say they might. I can deal with aliens. I can suspend my reality with certain things. But when you fucking creating a new ant, I'm not going to fucking buy it.
That sounds like the mummy. That's what the things in the mummy.
Yeah, but those I can buy because that's... That's kind
those
of
are beetles. Completely different situation there.
It's also kind of like a shittier movie, so you know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Look at the mummy, you're able to get away with.
I love
stuff
the mummy.
Like this,
No, but it does nothing to do with Indiana. I mean, Indiana Jones. That's a classic trilogy, and then it just really
because technology again, where technology does help movies. Some movies like The Matrix, it fucking ruins movies like
Indiana Jones.
It just it and Star Wars.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Jar Jar Banks, suck a dick.
Yeah, the big battle is one cartoon versus another cartoon. There's no real fucking people, just two cartoons fighting each other in some like a video game.
There was nothing better than seeing a real all the real animatronics in Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's nothing better than seeing a fucking fake boulder rolling down a fake thing and he runs through in the real spiders, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking crawling on his back. That's fucking nuts. And then falling into a pit of snakes.
Yeah.
Even though they were all boas, you could see none of them were dangerous. They were all just wrap around you and maybe you'd take them off.
It's like that scene in Ed Wood where he's like rolling with the... Remember that scene in Ed Wood where they've got like a... The squid and the squid's dead or whatever, and he's just rolling with him. So great.
Yeah, like it doesn't take a lot to make a movie great, but it takes very little to ruin it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, somebody write that down. Did I say that?
Yeah, it was genius.
Did I fuck? I don't even know what
huge.
I meant. I just came out of me.
Say it again. Say it again.
That was art. I think that was art because I don't even know what the fuck that was. Anyways, Bill Dawes. Uh-oh. Your vines are the worst vines I've ever seen.
First of all, I'm not one of these guys who has like a DP for their vines and goes out and thinks about it. I just see shit on the street and I try to vine it. What's wrong with that? Like I don't put a lot of thought into it. Are you guys like big viners?
We know.
I've never seen Bill's vines.
Hang on one second.
No
guys.
One has. I are rarely
see. Feed is cutting out on you?
No, it's on them. It's staying really, really slow.
Thank God we don't have to talk about my fucking vines right now.
Well, you know what?
You want me to stop it and go. I don't know what you want to do.
No, that's his fucking cell service. How can I fucking help him get a better phone?
I don't know. I'm just saying it to you so you can't yell at me later on.
I don't yell. Listen, listen. I'm really getting sick and tired of you saying that you're like an abused child. This is his fucking problem. This fucking asshole. He fucks me when I leave. I call him on everything. Literally fucks the video, fucks all this shit up, fucking lets people steal shit out of the studio. And I'm like, fuck you. But I yell at him. That's like, he's the victim.
No.
I'm the fucking victim. You're the fucking robber. You're the fucking burglar.
No,
you're
I'm
the
telling,
rapist.
I'm you telling
raped,
you now.
You fucking raped me, and now somehow you're the victim, you fucking mask-wearing fuck. Okay?
I'm telling you
now. You say
now.
That to me again, you fucking asshole. You can go take a chair over there and just sit there in the fucking regular person chair.
I'm just telling you now, so when the video is not as good.
He won't yell at you. He'll yell at you now instead of later because you still got yelled at.
Yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
could hear it. So.
Listen,
you won. Good work.
I hate victims. Here's the deal.
You won.
The feed is cutting out like the 80s of. I don't know. Here's the deal. I can't fucking help them. That's not me, right?
Yeah.
Is that me?
I don't know. I don't know if it's the.
Who's running the board?
What do you mean the board? This?
Yeah.
Me. It's me. Yeah. But I don't want to, I'm just letting you know.
Kelly, you're doing video from now on.
Running the board.
You're on video.
What's the board? That's not a good sign if you
What's
don't know
the board?
What the board
is. This kid, I swear to God, he is fucking the worst.
Aren't you afraid, Bobby, that one day he's going to fucking snap and come
no,
in here with an AK? And
listen, he's not going to come up with an AK. He's going to come up with a bat. He's from Queens. All right? And I'll take a nice hot one to the neck. Let me tell you something. I got a lot of anger, too. I'll fucking take a hit and I'll fucking smack. Hopefully, I'll sneak up on him while he's getting to his car in Queens. I'll come after him too. I'll recover. I'll take the 8 months in the hospital. I'll do physical therapy, and then I'll get a nice ski mask, and I'll fucking go right behind your little fucking stupid car your parents gave you, right when you're picking up a goddamn money for your fucking trash collect. Flank right in the back of your fucking head. I'll sucker punch you like you've never been sucker punched. You think it's gonna be a fair fight? You're out of your fucking mind, you young buck. I'm not fair fighting you.
He's the one bringing up fighting. I never said anything, by the way.
I'll push you down a flight of stairs. I'll be like, you did a great job today. You go. Right down the right down the stairs.
Have you ever sucker punched somebody before?
Dude, I'm the king of the sucker punch. Dude, let me tell you something. When I was drinking, when I was 13, 14, and 15, that was my thing because really? I just wanted to be loved.
Oh, man.
I'm not kidding you.
Yeah,
when I was a kid, all as I wanted was to be loved. That's it. And I can't tell you how fucking scared it was, the people I hung out with and the abuse I took. So I learned how to attack first. You know what I mean? Especially in fighting. My theory was, I'm going to hit you as hard as I can. So I hope that you go out so that I don't have to take a beating.
Right,
you know what
I
mean?
Right.
That didn't work out a lot.
Oh, man.
I've hit a lot of guys.
And then they're just like, fuck this.
There's nothing worse than being scared and using all your superhero powers.
Right.
And hitting somebody, and then they go, what the fuck? And you go, I'm done. Like, that was all I had.
Yeah.
That was everything I had. I got nothing. There's no more superhero powers. I'm done.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, fucking when Iron Man was going to shoot through the fucking monster and he said, you're going to lose all your powers. Something like that.
Yeah.
We need Dan to do a voice.
I'm good with Heat and Goodfellas.
Yeah.
You never hit anybody?
I've got my ass kicked a lot. And I don't think a lot of people talk about that. I've definitely got my ass kicked a lot.
Hang on one second. Now he's got me fucking paranoid. Hang on. I want to get into this because this is very interesting. That no one's... people usually bring up that they fight. Nobody really brings up that they got their ass kicked. And I've gotten my ass kicked a lot, too. Hang on one sec. I just want to go back. Everybody in the room, just hang on. So, anyways, I used to sucker punch all the time because I didn't have... I wasn't a tough guy. I wound up hanging out with tough guys just to belong and have friends because I really didn't have anybody. So I had to fake be a tough guy, and I learned a lot of anger, which, dude, it's so funny you bring this up. My anger is not anger. It's fear.
Of course.
It's terrible fear that I'm going to be hurt again and it comes out, or taken advantage of, and it comes out in fucking you, cocksucker. Now, shit with him right here, that was all. That's like, I call that my honeymoon anger. I don't really give a fuck. I'm not really mad at him. I would never hit Chris in a million fucking years. That's my honeymoon shit. And I do that with my wife sometimes. I'll be like, yeah, yeah, I hope you fucking trip on your face. You know what I mean? It's an updated honeymoon.
I love you.
Bang, zoom, fucking hope you die. But I used to you know, hang out with these guys. And here's the thing. I used to hang out with guys that if you don't fucking fight him right now, I'm going to beat the fuck
out
of you.
Holy shit.
Like, yeah. My friends would fight me if I didn't fight him. They'd rather see me fight this guy and take a beating than to be a pussy. You understand? So it's I remember the first time I got the shit kicked out of me and didn't cry. I was so proud of myself, not knowing the emotional fucking ties to my heart and who I am. I just severed. I literally cut them.
And right. That's interesting.
I've been trying to repair, like, plug wires back in and fix wires for the last 28 years, trying to find where I unplug, where I severed those cords to my fucking who I am, and put them back in, because now I'm married and I have a kid, and it's like, I, you know, me and my wife got into a fight the other day and I got mad because it was the pressure of moving and the house and the construction and having a baby and the road and this fucking business and the ups and the, and then one little person fucks that up. My wife doesn't do something and then doesn't do it again. And all of a sudden, it's three things in a row that she just didn't listen. Now I'm like, what the fuck? Who are you? You're against me.
Yeah.
That bullshit. Like, you're out to, and then you fucking, you know, and it's like, I can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
That's like the old shit.
It's like luxury. Like, anger is a luxury.
It's anger is just fear, man. Anger is just fear turned insecurity. Inside out. It's not, I don't think it's insecurity. I'm not insecure. I'm afraid. You know what I mean? I'm afraid that the person that I love the most and trust the most is fucking taking advantage of me like everybody else does.
Yeah. Right, right.
Do you know what I mean? And I will fucking scream at you, you fuck. Don't you fuck, because I can't hit her.
Yeah.
If I could hit her, it'd be way easier.
It'd be way easier.
Yeah, just fucking don't do that. Ow.
And then you can run away.
I can sucker punch my wife.
How long does it take you to realize after you have one of those episodes, like, oh, I fucked up? Does it take you days or hours or right away?
Immediately, while I'm doing it now. While I'm doing it, because I have a son.
Yeah.
When you yell and there's a kid in the room, they look at you with they go into a trance.
Wow.
It's a weird thing. Like, and I'm not talking like the way I fucking yell. I snap. I raised my voice last week, and hopefully it'll be the last time ever. But I don't want to do it anymore. It's just not worth it.
Yeah.
And they go into a trance. Kids go into a trance. I can't imagine. Now I think of my childhood and the hits and the punches and the screaming and seeing my mother get hit and my sister and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I couldn't, how the fuck do you do that? How do you yell and scream in front of a baby or a child?
Right.
I don't know. I don't fucking get it. But that's a whole nother thing.
When do you remember the first time, like, you kind of flipped like that on your wife? Did she freak out? Like, was that when she first saw that side?
But the first time it came out was, it had to do with money. Because I've been poor my whole life. You know, I lived on the streets, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, fucking 13 to 15. And then I was in rehab. And then I moved into a foster home. And then I moved out on my own. So I've always been a petrified of cash. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I've never been rich. So when I started making money as a comic, and then I moved in with a woman and we had a joint bank account.
Ugh.
You want to talk about trust?
Yeah.
That makes me nervous right now. I'm not even involved in the story.
Yeah, and then she fucks your money up. Like, I made a chunk of change after Torgasm enough to buy a place. That was my goal when I moved to the city, buy an apartment. And then when I got that money, I did it. But you don't think of nobody, you know, people think we make a lot of money. We make less than half of what we make.
Yeah.
Taxes,
hopefully
manager.
Less than half, yeah.
Hopefully, exactly. So
I was talking to somebody who did the you know, the half hours, who was getting them, got announced this year, and I'm telling everyone who got it, I was like, hey, yeah, oh yeah, we're getting paid $20,000. I'm like, no, you're not. You're getting paid $4,000.
Well,
really? You know what I mean?
I thought they just fucking literally told everybody's business. Now every poor asshole, they're like, you only get $20,000? You know, people thought it was hundreds, some thousands.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing. It was like, under taxes manager, everything else is two city taxes.
But the thing is that, like, you say you caught beatings a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I was you, but I had to pretend to be the other guy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I remember that. I remember the transition from, I just wanted friends. You know what I mean? I used to take beatings. I used to get my ass beat. And then I had to transition into some fucking asshole. And it was so hard because it was against the core of who I was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember I broke a kid's jaw.
Holy shit. Yeah.
A friend of mine.
Yeah.
I know, right?
That's crazy.
We were all hanging out, and it was that was one of the last times I ever drank up in upstate New York, and I hung out with these fucking dudes.
Where upstate?
Spencerport. Okay. Spencerport, New York. In between Rochester and
yeah,
Buffalo.
I mean, that area might as well just be Wichita, fucking Kansas.
It's fucking crazy. I remember I was drinking in the woods by a
that's
fire.
That's what you do.
And it scared the fuck out of me because I'm from Boston. You drink at a park. You know what I mean? Like normal people. I'm in the woods with guys with buck knives and belt buckles. And they're jumping over a fire. And one dude fell. And I was like, what the fuck? And that's the first time I got into a fight with a wrestler. And I was like, I'll never fight one of those guys again because they get fucking retard strength. He picked me up and threw me on my head on cement. I mean, almost killed me. And I had to get up and pretend it didn't hurt. I was like, can you win? Okay. I was walking home with a limp and a twitch. But, yeah, I mean, why did you get beat up?
For me, first off, it wasn't like a badass kids. But I remember this one time I was at my friend's party, and I was hitting on this one chick, and I didn't realize that I was trying to fuck her, and her brother was at the same table. So my friends beat me up so him and his friends wouldn't beat me up.
What?
That was the worst.
Wow.
That was pretty bad.
Really?
They're like, we're going to hit you half as hard as that crew so you don't get your ass kicked.
Were you really being sleazy when you're coming onto her or what?
Like, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, that was pretty fucked up.
Yeah, but what is it? Deserve a beating? Yeah. You know what I mean?
She was on my lap or something.
Well, that's her fault.
Right, yeah, but there's no, you don't explain that to.
How old were you?
Dude.
How
was like
old were you?
16 or something. Like that.
How old was she?
She was 9, 8.
she
was the same age, I think.
Well, it's her fault. That 8-year-old bitch.
Nine or
fucking
8.
Slutty,
the fact that you didn't give us an 8, you went 9 or 8. So fucking funny. That makes it real. I don't know, 9 or 8. I can't remember.
Did your friends really save you from a worse beating, or they just kind of didn't
like
you?
I think they were just dicks. Yeah, I'm not friends with them anymore.
That's what it sounds like.
Beat him up.
Look, we're going to beat you up because someone else was going to beat you up. So,
why? So do you think you got beat up when you were a kid because of the way you looked?
I was always picked on, but I never really, like, I mean, like, any time that I got into a fight in high school was mostly because I was drinking. It was my fault, you know. Like, I remember I challenged a black belt once.
What are you, really a Gracie?
It was like raining. It was like, you know, that, you know, when Lethal Weapon at the end when it's raining. And it was like raining outside, but it was like the opposite. It was just the guy just like, he goes, I'm going to do this with one hand tied around my back. And I'm like, oh yeah, faggot. And then he just beat the shit out of me with one hand.
Holy shit.
I would run at him and he would like take, and like just throw me with one hand.
Did you have long hair back then?
I did.
Oh, that would have been great if he just grabbed your hair in a ponytail and just swung you around.
And then started styling your hair, you know? Just
Like Zohan?
Because it's the weirdest thing when you see like somebody who knows how to fight versus like just a drunk guy who does. Because it's like, you know, in like High Noon, you know how they used to fight in High Noon where there's like the windmill punches shit? And then like somebody who like knows how to fight is just over in a second.
Oh,
no, I'm going to make this part of your body go like this.
Yeah.
And then it's over.
I've gotten the shit kick out of me a lot. And it there's something really sad about that, but there's something sadder about it. Beating somebody up.
Absolutely. It sucks.
It's worse.
Really?
To me, because I used to cry.
Yeah.
I used to go home and cry.
If you beat somebody up?
Not all the time. I'm not a fucking pussy. I remember crying. I remember like getting into these fights over, you know, when I broke that kid's jaw. I mean, I had this other fucking lunatic alcoholic egging me on, like, this fuck. He's late. He fucks us over nothing, and we got drunk, and he we should fucking knock him the fuck out. And you forget that, you know what? You hit somebody with all you got. You don't really know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You think it's TV, like they're just going to go out, and then you wake them up with some water and go, come on, come on, you fuck, let's go solve a crime. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not. They could fall, hit their head. Yeah. I broke this kid's jaw, and I still feel like garbage today. It's embedded in my soul.
Yeah.
It's not, and I've asked for forgiveness. I've done a fourth step. I've done so much stuff to say I'm sorry. And when I think about it, I think about him. I think about his mom finding him like that. I think about the hospital, because I've been on both sides.
Right.
I think guys who haven't been on the other side, maybe you're just ruthless and sociopaths and crazy, or psychopaths, I should say, and they can fucking hurt people. Yeah. But when you've been beat up and your mom's crying, and who would do this to you? And,
yeah,
and you're just sitting there like, I don't fucking, and you didn't do anything.
Yeah.
What happened with this guy? Did he accept your apology? Did you talk to him?
Dude, I was a fucking alcoholic. I was a young kid. I remember we went and visit him later, and he was drinking shakes. His jaw was wired shut. Jeez. And he was just nervous around me. And it was like, I didn't get it. Kids are fucking evil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we don't, but we're taught this. Yeah. I was never an evil guy.
You just want to fit in.
I had to. I had no fucking choice. Either that or I killed myself. I was alone and depressed. You know what I mean? That's why, like, having a son now, I got to get the fucking anger. The only way you can get it out of you is by connecting to whoever the fuck you're yelling to at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like my wife. Just be like, look, you know, you got to think about that person, which is hard.
Are you going to spank your kid or no?
No. I'm gonna try not to. No. I don't think you need to. I don't know, though. I don't think I need to. I don't think I need to hit my kid. Mm. And if it is going to happen, I think I'm going to have my wife do it, because I don't think that I should lay hands on anybody for the rest of my life.
Whoa.
That's
my,
good.
My buddy in college almost died from a fight.
Not really worth it.
Yeah,
he got sucker punched from behind, and he was on the sidewalk.
Oh man!
You okay? And you know that the sidewalk.
Hang on one second. What the? You just went.
I
pee.
Just had to piss so bad. No, I haven't pissed yet. I'm so sorry.
Go pee,
this
dude.
This is so embarrassing.
No. All right. Go ahead. Go pee.
I'm sorry.
It's all right, man. Don't worry about it. Look at your fucking ass is hanging out.
You're a mess.
You have like an ugly, nice ass. It's actually real both.
Plum is crack.
That's all right. What were you saying, Scopo?
My buddy in college almost died from a fight.
He got sucker punched from the back.
He got sucker punched from behind, then he fell. His head hit the curb.
Ugh.
So when his head hit the curb, he cracked his skull open, and he almost bled out.
Wow.
And he was in a coma for like 3 days.
Wow.
Put the mask on.
Have you seen that, Bobby? When you were doing all that fighting and stuff like that, did anyone like eat it and hit their head? That's how you die, right? Is from falling wrong.
Yeah, they said he was minutes away from dying. Like, if they didn't get to the hospital in minutes, he would have died.
It's like king hit. That's like a big thing now. Like that.
I almost got killed.
Really?
Yeah, I almost was fucking dead.
What happened?
When the wrestler
woke up,
for you?
I woke up 4.5 hours later in the hospital.
Oh, it sucks.
I got a guy sucker punched me. I was getting out of my car to go talk to this guy, and I woke up in the hospital 4.5 hours later.
Do you not even know what happened?
Nope.
Wow.
He just did it from behind.
He hit me so fucking hard. I collapsed.
Oh God.
Fucking collapsed. Like, you ever see one of those dolls that you push the bottom and
yeah.
Just,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I collapsed like one of those dolls.
Those king hits just fucking
what did you call it?
I call it a king hit.
Yeah, don't do that here.
Right. You don't have that word
I don't
here?
Like it.
What the fuck is a king
hit? I don't like
king
it.
King hit is in one punch that like it's just like
yeah,
boom.
This is this is in Australia.
Oh, yeah,
that's okay. So, and you don't have kings that where you're from either. Okay? You have criminals.
It's the strongest of punches.
Bobby, was your life like
I fucking hate you. It's the strongest of all punches. The king hit. Did you see the king hit this weekend on the UFC?
Yes. Because there's a big thing in Australia because guys, we don't have guns, so we, people fight each other.
We king hit.
And
we get
they
it.
King hit, and people die.
You quote,
do they play a knockout game? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's huge because we don't have.
If you quote king hit, I'm going to break one of your fucking.
I'm going to slip it in when you least expect it, Barbie.
It's a fucking king hit.
You'll be talking about
it. Did you see Murray get king hit this weekend? Fuck
that's the worst.
You.
The worst?
The king hit?
That's a great way. Well, what do you say?
I don't know.
Suck a punch.
You punch someone in the fucking face.
No. We're never going to say king hit.
Why are you?
Because we don't have kings.
King hit, you punch.
Say presidential smack. I don't know.
You need to put some romance into your words, like, you know, punch.
Well, oh, really? King, what are you teaching a course at a community college? You got to learn to fucking put better words.
The parliament punch.
Anywho, so you need to
I woke up 4.5 hours later, and the girl I was with was in the hospital with me. Yeah, it was a fucking nightmare. It was the scariest thing ever. If she didn't stop him, I could have died.
So he kept punching you after
kicking me in the face with work boots.
Oh, shit. Oof.
He had steel-toe boots because he was an American. He was a working man. And I didn't. But here's the thing. First punch, out.
Yeah.
Just out. Fell. Done.
Jesus.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If he killed me, his life would have been ruined forever. He would have went to jail. My family, everything would have been changed. It's a fucking nightmare. It's not worth it. It's just so not worth it. But like, what really sucks is like guys like you who have these memories of just getting the shit kicked out of you.
Yeah.
And that's why you're such a cunt now.
You're right. That's why.
No, do you think, how did it had to affect you? How did it affect you?
I mean, I think that I've always had a. I definitely think I'm definitely one of those guys who still has that thing of like, you know, like when you're pissed at somebody, you like. Go into the bathroom mirror and then you like think about what you'd say to him and then you rehearse the fucking angry speech to him.
Dude.
Go, what motherfucker? You're gonna do this shit? Well, and then it actually happens.
I
and it's
that.
Just like, fuck you, no, fuck you! You know, it's like, it was awkward, non.
I did that in a cab out loud and the cabbie was like, well, what? I'm not kidding. I was literally going, fuck you. No, fuck you. I'm not the motherfucker you mess with. I'm not the motherfucker you mess with. You fucking get that? Now back the fuck up or something's going. And the guy was like, what? I was like, oh, not you. It's the guy that doesn't exist that I'm going to have a fight with later today if my furniture doesn't show up. The guy that's supposed to deliver my couch today, that guy that I haven't even met yet, that doesn't really exist. He could be the fucking a woman.
I'll do that with my girlfriend. We'll all just be like, we'll be walking. She'll be like, this is really nice, this store. And I'm like, these motherfuckers don't know what the fuck they're doing. And she's like, what did I say? I'm sorry. You know, like, I'll just.
So you have fucking rage in you.
I think so, yeah, but I'm not, like, it's an effectual rage, you know? It's the saddest type of rage.
It's rage that can't do anything.
It can't do anything. It's just
you're like
I'll just eat a lot.
You're like a car without an engine.
Yeah.
All right, what's happening? Look at Scopo. Turn it. Yeah, just a little more.
Would you get? Do you have depression? Do you have issues with depression?
For sure.
Well, that's supposed to be rage, but on yourself, right? Yeah. Isn't that the idea?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I definitely have. I'm on meds. You know.
Are you on meds? See, this. Yeah. I yelled at my therapist today about this.
Yeah.
I'm fucking jealous of you guys.
Are you not? Are you on meds?
I'm not on meds. Everybody's on meds. He wants me to work through it the old original way, like the fucking pioneers did. They also died when they were 38. Pioneers.
I got off my meds. I stopped taking them.
Why? You need to get back on them, fucking cunt.
I just didn't want to be on them anymore. I didn't want to depend on them.
Why?
I didn't want to depend on
them. That's good logic right there.
Like, I don't want the rest of my life, I didn't want to depend on antidepressants to be happy.
Yeah. Well, that's what
I wanted to live, like, normal life.
You got to feel the bad. You got to feel the good to get to where you want to be.
Yeah, but I get jealous of fucking guys who get to equalize themselves.
Don't be jealous.
What's it feel like? What's it like to be on the...
I mean, it's you know, it's just not debilitating.
Can we ask which pill? Do you have some more?
I'm on Lamictal.
How many milligrams
is it? You suck
dick.
What?
I eat cum.
You like you like lick dolls' dicks?
What? How many?
The lick doll?
I was on 200 milligrams.
Oh, really?
I'm going down to 150.
150, okay.
So, yeah.
See, I know a few guys that I know that are on fucking meds, and they get to balance their rage out, and which is their fears and anxieties out. But what I had to do, quit drinking, quit using drugs, no more fucking hunting hookers or whores or massage parlors, no more fucking girls, hey, and no more smoking cigarettes, and there's no more having bad foods. So I took away all the stuff that dealt with my anxieties, my fears, and all that shit, and I stripped myself, and I didn't replace it with anything. I got therapy,
yeah,
but it sometimes it's not enough. I might have to go back to some meetings, man. Like, yeah, because I do not want to fucking explode. I do not want to lose control.
You don't go to meetings anymore?
I haven't gone in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't gone in a while. You're going to lean up on that mic. You can take the mic out and hold it.
Do you feel
it,
that comedy helps you work through stuff? Like,
squeeze it.
Therapeutically? Do you feel like when you do your comedy, that's almost like a meeting? You get to figure out some of your issues and shit?
There's something about meetings, and I don't want to get too into it because it's attraction rather than promotion. I don't want to break a tradition.
Right.
But there's something about meetings when you're in a room with a bunch of other people that are in the same boat as you and you listen to them, that gives you serenity. Mm. It gives you hope. It grounds you and it gives you, it humbles you and it also makes you grateful.
Yeah.
And a grateful heart. I don't know if there's anything, not to get too fucking queer, I don't want the fucking chat room, what the fuck is this, Dr. Phil? Someone's going to make a fucking fat joke. Dr. Slob? I'll fucking beat you to it. But there's something about being grateful, really, is almost like a drug itself.
Yeah.
You know, but you forget. You forget to be happy or... You look around and you're looking at all the stuff, like, you know, the house and the thing and the career. And then you're like, wait a minute. I got a fucking beautiful kid. I got a wife that fucking adores me. She accepts me for the piece of shit that I am. I got a bunch of friends. I meet new people all the time. I'm in a great community of comics, even though we're fucking psychos and we'd stab each other in the back for the same gig. Yeah. We'd talk about each other as soon as we leave each other.
But on the other hand.
However. You know what, Bob? You
what,
should.
King Punch?
Hey, Bab? Mate. You should, you could.
What, whip a tit out?
No.
Why are you grabbing your tits right now?
King tits.
No,
how about that?
On my
king tits.
King tits. I'll write that down.
Scopo said a funny.
You should come to yoga with me. It's Whoa. Changed my life. I know you're fucking, I know, but it's changed my life. It's
There's no way I'm fucking watching your wide twat in front of me.
Go in another room.
Your wide. It's the worst way to describe a pussy is wide.
Wide twat.
You know what? I always found insulting fucking chicks when you say chick. You got a wide gap. Did you ever see a chick with a wide gap?
Oh, yeah. Their legs don't touch because they.
Yeah. That's
the worst.
You think it's not the worst. Jesus, Kelly has one. What the fuck, dude?
People are into that, though. Actually, it's like a thing, right?
I always thought it was because the girl fucked chicks with big dicks, but that's that's not the case. It's just part of their
genetics,
anatomy. That's what they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're wide twat chicks.
Yeah, you can just fucking you can put a baseball bat through one end and out the other, and nothing would hit.
You should go.
Huh?
You should go. It's great.
I'm not fucking going.
Don't
and
go with
your,
me. Go with someone else.
I want to see your fucking pussy sweat stain. Where your asshole's leaking.
It's great though. Changed my life. Like my brain is wiring differently.
How long have you been going?
For the last 2 months.
Really?
Yeah. And my feel. I've always had issues with, you know, I've always had issues with weight, where I hated the way I look or this or that.
No.
I feel no. Really? I've been skinnier than I am now, and I've been fatter than I am now. But I feel more comfortable with my body now than I ever have, and I love it.
Because of yoga.
I feel great.
Is it because all those other fat chicks in yoga class?
you take the fattest yoga class that you can find. You call up the center and you're like, do you have fat classes?
Mommy and me, yoga.
It's actually called fat and sweaty.
It's just an Arby's. It's not even a yoga.
Yeah, they do it in the ball pit. They throw a fucking double cheeseburger in the ball pit and these bitches fight it out.
But it's like, because you do meditation at the end of it and my brain's fucking, I feel great.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I think that there has to be something else. I need to add something else into my life. You can't replace a negative thing in your life and you can't just leave it empty.
Yeah.
You have to put something in there, whether it be a hobby or something else. positive. You can't just leave it.
A lot of those negative things sound kind of fun. Like, I mean, not the beating people and getting almost dying, but like the eating,
whore hunting,
and whore hunting. Yeah. Specifically.
Can we talk about whore hunting
Please.
For a second?
Sure.
Who's done it?
That should be a show.
Whore hunting.
I don't even know what it is.
Well, define whore hunting.
What are you talking
Welcome
about?
Back to whore hunting.
I was just thinking of that serial killer in Alaska, Bob Hansen. Do you know him?
Yeah.
He used to fucking. He was a survivalist, and he would get the hookers on his estate, and he would make them run.
What? That's what he did?
Yeah, that was awesome. That was not him.
That was Rob Hansen. Bob Hansen.
No, the one that used to take photos of him before they died?
Right?
That was that movie Ice-T was in.
No, that's Surviving the Game. Well, when I paid Ice-T for sex, and then I made him run off on my... I've definitely bought hookers before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
How's that?
Well, hooker hunting. I'll explain what it is, okay? For the people that are lying right now.
For the people that are lying.
The people that are fucking faking, not knowing what it is in this room right now, I will explain what it is.
Okay. Please.
It's when you used to have to do it with the Village Voice or the local Phoenix, whatever that hip alternative newspaper was in the town that you were in. In Boston, it was the Phoenix. Here, it was the Village Voice. And you would... You would have to go in the back and hunt down. You'd have to look for what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. You'd have to look for, whether it be a tranny or a fucking massage or a Asian broad or a black broad. You'd have to look at the photo. You'd have to judge, is this real? Do you think she is? And look at independent. Now on the internet, you just go to Backpage. You used to go to Craigslist, but that's done because of that serial killer.
Right.
But if you go to Backpage and you go to, you can go to massages, but you got to know what you're looking for.
Yeah.
If you see a table shower, that means it's not legit. You don't, no massage school in the world teaches a woman how to wash a ball sack and a cock and an asshole. That's not in the job description. When you get a massage, they don't wash your asshole and stick to, and then fucking pick you up like a fucking ham roast. So you have to hunt down what you're looking for. And you have to, there's certain things that you learn, like in and out call. Well, it's more expensive for an out call than an in call. So these hunts, and you could go for days. It's almost like when you watch a YouTube video, you can just get into that tunnel.
Oh, yeah,
it's the same thing with this. You can go on and just keep hunting. You're looking, then you get into the photos, and then you start CSI-ing the background, and sometimes there's videos, and then the phone number. You'll take the phone number and Google it, and it comes up. This bitch is a phony, and you start doing all this investigation shit to find the perfect thing that you're looking for, and then you lock in. You make the phone call, and then you go from there, and then you got to go and show up. And a lot of times, it's not the fucking person. A lot, especially in LA, you get fucked a lot.
Yeah.
Here you don't. As much because
why?
I think it's less spread out here. Do you know what I mean? I think the sex here is more legit because it is a form of money, and I think it's independent here. I think out there they rent a hotel, they gotta have a guy protecting them, and they get you the money, and he's in the other room, and a lot of scams happen out there. A lot of escort services, which are gross. You know what I mean? But
why is that gross?
Because it's bullshit. Because an escort service, you're paying more money for not the girl, and there's some fucking dude around that will fucking has a gun or will fucking kill you if you get out of line, or if they could just literally rob you and say fuck you if they want to. If the girl has an attitude,
call the cops.
But here, a lot of girls are independent, so a girl can come to New York and say, look, I'm going to sell my pussy or do massages and jerk dudes off, and nobody's going to know, and I'm going to make an extra fucking $5,000 or $10,000 a month, and I don't have to work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can be more discreet in New York, and the sex industry here is a little dirtier and a little more honest. If I could actually say that.
Hmm.
But yeah, hunting, man. I like the hunt more than the actual act.
How long would it take?
Could do it for hours, dude. Jeez. I used to walk into a hotel room and grab the phone book. First thing I did. And I grab the phone book, go to massage, and go through and find the fucked up massage places because I know the time. If it went past 10 o'clock, they're sucking a dick. If it says table shower, somebody's getting a finger in the butt. Someone's sticking a finger in my butt in that place.
Table shower.
If there's now, if you get really lucky, if it was not just Asian. If you could find it, you know, a place. I remember, I don't know where it was. It was in Pennsylvania or upstate New York somewhere back in the day, and they don't exist anymore because now these broads are on the internet and they're all independent. But back in the day when they needed that house, they needed to be together, I found this place. Oh, my God. It was a black chick, a blonde chick, a brunette chick, and it was all regular broads, and they were all in their 30s, like mid-30s.
Perfect.
And I was, I remember this chick took me into a fucking, like a living room with a bed in it, and I just ate her pussy, and she sucked my dick. For $80. And she was like somebody's mom. Like, you know what I mean? Like a hot mom. Like,
oh,
it was just
great.
A juicy fucking mom pussy from Pennsylvania. That should have been the ad.
Juicy mom pussy is the best.
So, yeah, I used to love it. And it wasn't, but it was the hunt. Yeah. It's the addiction, the obsession.
Wouldn't you feel terrible? Like, after you came, wouldn't you just be like, oh, I want to fucking kill myself now. That was terrible. Or do you feel like, that solved problems?
I've never felt that after I came. I always feel great. literally every time. Even times when it was a total mistake.
Do you do
mistake.
It a lot, Lou?
What? No, I don't. I don't, actually. I've never hunted. I've only paid outside of the country where you don't have to hunt. You just go to the store. And you're good.
Oh, in Amsterdam.
Sex store.
Not Amsterdam. Other countries like Germany. Where was I?
I think
Thailand. Or
well, you go to these China. Other countries like Brazil or Amsterdam, and there's still a hunt because what you're trying to find is the one,
the best one. Yeah,
I remember Patrice when we went with him. He showed up late that day. Me and Keith have already been there in Amsterdam, and you know we had sworn it off already 5 times. We're done. I'm done with this. I did it, and I'd be like, all right, just one more. Look at this bitch. You know what I mean? And it was just crazy. He came in and he went in and he came out. How was it? I didn't come yet. We're like, why? I'm just taste testing. He would go in, fuck a bitch, and then he was going to find the one that he liked and then let it loose. Went into 3 bitches and he kept coming out. Nope, not the one.
Wow.
And then he came, and then finally, he went over to this fucking old Dutch bitch. And I remember her sticking her head through the window and turning her sign around to say closed. And he came out. She looked like she'd just been fucking hit by a truck. And he walked out. He was like, fuck you. Across the canal. We're like, but it was the hunt, even there. Wow. I mean, I would sneak off in Amsterdam by myself late at night and try to find a chick like I used to want to fuck.
Yeah.
Like a chick I've always wanted to bang,
yeah.
Like visually,
yeah.
And right. Find her, like from high school or something, and then find her and fuck her and be like, oh, I finally got the fuck.
Oh, that's hilarious, man.
Yeah, sex. Yeah. It's really not about the cum. Yeah.
No, the sex isn't even the best. Because I've jerked off to back pages without calling the girl.
Really?
Yeah, since I've gotten a hooker, and I haven't. Since I've been my lovely girlfriend. But
This is all way in the past.
But
I always got to time stamp these stories.
Don't put a time on it.
But I just think it's like, I don't know, something about how shitty the photos are. It turns me on, you know.
What do you mean?
The fact that they like they did it at their hotel by themselves and like the phone's in front of their face.
It's like amateur porn.
Yeah, homemade porn.
Just wearing pills.
And like know
side.
That if I call that number, I could fuck this girl or something horrible could happen. Like that kind of like. That thing.
The threat of death is always hot.
Yeah, you're right. You're not gonna get fucking murdered.
Well, it's funny too, is that like I know I can handle myself,
right.
But I couldn't imagine like Lou, like you walking up to the door. They must be like, oh, this mother, we're robbing him.
That's why I only go in like countries where it's just like going to the shop and stuff like that. I admit that I have like indecision, like it's hard for me to decide which one I want to be with. But I have that problem when I'm just getting a sandwich or something. You know, I have that problem with everything.
You have the same problem at a deli that you have with hookers. No, I'll get the pastrami and the.
Oh no, I should have got the agent.
I'm gonna get the the Woody Allen.
I'm a sucker though, man. Like she can like a girl. I'll give a $100 tip if she's like. This girl was like, "Yeah, my sister was murdered and my daughter's retarded," and I just gave her an extra $100. So I felt bad. I don't know.
What is that? I'm a fucking nickel chaser if there ever was one. I will fucking hunt down. I'm like, so this is included, right? You sticking your finger in my ass is part of the 125. Yeah, I guess.
No, I'm with Dan. I tried to give a hooker my leftovers because I felt like she was hungry.
Oh my god!
She's like, I've been on ecstasy. That's the best thing I've ever heard. In a whole day. I'm like, you should eat something. At least get drink some water. You're probably dehydrated. I just felt bad. Man. You know,
she made you come in 4 seconds. Why would you feel bad? She just made $100 for 4 seconds.
Let me ask you that about this. This is a hooker theory I've wondered about. So. Yes. Since you're paying for it, yes. You want it to last longer, but at the same time, for once, you're not worried about satisfying the woman unless that's kind of how you get off. So do you try and make it last longer to get your money's worth, or are you trying to just get that nut as quickly as possible because you don't have to worry about lasting a long time? Does that make sense?
Don't you always want the ego satisfied by pleasing a woman?
Pleasing a hooker? What?
Yeah. Not if she looks like... I hooked up with this stripper once, and my friend who was with her, she goes, she looked like Chris Bosh.
Who's
like,
that?
She was like on the Miami Heat. She was like Chris Bosh with the tits. So if it's that case, I just want to come as fast as I can to just get out of myself.
I had a hooker come to my house once, and I made her not a hooker. Like she was,
did you read it to her from the Bible, or what did you?
She
do?
Was supposed to come and give me a hand job and a prostate massage. She just gave me a regular massage. Like at some point, she looked at me and my asshole and said, "I'm not going to do this anymore."
She's like, "I got to go back to school."
Yeah. Like at some point, she was like, "I'm done with this career. This lifestyle is not for me."
You were her bottom.
I mean, I mean, New York back in the day. I remember. Oh, I used to have this black chick from London, who was just smoking hot. Looked like a Cosby kid. And she used to fucking give me a massage naked and jerk me off. And it was like $50.
Oh man.
And it was just the best.
Yeah.
The best. And I mean, look, picking up a girl up on the street was just nerve-wracking. I remember I used to do that. If I had to rent a car way back in the day, way before my wife, way before that. No, seriously, when New York was just all hookers on 43rd from 8th all the way to 11th. Absolutely. And you'd drive around. I remember we'd come back in and I'd drive around and do the circle.
Wow.
We used to have a thing called the Loop in Lynn. And it was $20 blowjobs.
Wow.
These fucking crackheads.
Oh, where?
In Lynn, Mass.
No, like where? What street?
You must have picked up a tranny inadvertently at some point, right? You must have.
I think I fucked one.
Yeah.
Really?
I think I fucked a post-op. Because I remember I was this Asian broad, she was sat on my dick and it was dry, and I kind of blamed myself. She's like, "Oh, I need the juice," and she pulled out some lube, and I was like, "Oh, this feels like I'm fucking a pocket." Do you know what I mean? Like I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know. But I thought that was a post op, which I would have been fucking more happy if she just left the dick. At least I could have faked. Oh no, I can't. I don't know. I got a lot of fucking hookers. I mean, I used to love the Loop. I used to go down there in Lynn and just drive around and $20, and you'd find like fucking 22-year-old bras. I was at Gullman one day. Wow. Me and Gullman, I was such a pro at finding whores. We were driving around in the afternoon, me and Gull, we went to lunch, and I stopped at a gas station. And I looked at a broad on a payphone, and I'll be right back. And I went over, and I pretended to make a call on the other payphone. I looked at her hands. I went back to the car. I go, "She's a hooker." He goes, "How do you know? Her knuckles are dirty."
Oh, my God.
And I go, "Watch this." And she starts walking. I go, "You need a ride?" "Yeah."
Oh, my God.
Within fucking 8 minutes, she was back in my house eating my asshole, sucking my nuts while I was milking myself.
Dirty knuckles? That's a sign?
Yeah, because she's... She's out fucking walking the street. She doesn't have time for a manicure or to take care of her fucking hands with cream.
How about a hand wash? How about just wash?
How about some
hand?
Meth and some fucking heroin? And you'll just fucking suck nine dudes' dicks. So, I mean, you don't have time. I mean, there's only so much time in a day, Lou. You can't, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, dirty hands is, and a chick walking on a highway, like not on but like on a street that you don't really don't walk on. It's like, this bitch is at a payphone. She's got dirty knuckles. She's going to start walking. She's sucking my asshole for 50
bucks.
Yeah,
for sure.
You know what I mean?
I love that's where your mind go, Lou. You're just like, what hand hygiene? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm big about that, man. I don't like dirty knuckles.
I don't like them either, but for that cheap. I used to drive around my neighborhood. We had a lot of hookers in Revere. Uh-huh. And you could see a chick on a porch just every day at a certain time. And I remember one, it was snowing out, and I pulled up and I beeped and she came over and she just grabbed my cock. She's like, "You a cop?" I'm like, "No." she was 20 and she was gorgeous.
Wow.
Just this fucking cute little slutty looking 20-year-old broad.
Wow.
And I remember she took me for $18. That's all I had. Oh, I was working at D'Angelo's sub shop. Ah. And she took me in this room. We had to walk by a couple on the floor with their new baby.
Oh my God.
In between them. Yeah, that was a little fucked up. But I fucking pushed that out of my brain real quick. I saw a dog. I saw a little silky terrier instead of a baby. I pretended it was a dog. And then we went in the room and she just sucked me. She gave me the best blowjob ever.
Wow.
And for like $18.50 or $18, whatever the fuck it was.
$18.50.
It's awesome.
The exact change.
And two quarters. There you go.
All right, check it out. You guys know I love technology, but I don't love it in my razor. That's why these razors are so expensive, because these billion-dollar shave companies overload their razors with ridiculous shave tech you don't need. Do you really need razors with a vibrating handle and a back scratcher, a laser pointer? What's next, the iPhone razor? I don't. And I was sick of paying out the nose for it. That's why I made the switch to Dollar Shave Club. DollarShaveClub.com sends amazing quality razors and other cool bathroom stuff right to your door for a couple bucks a month. It really couldn't be easier. DollarShaveClub.com doesn't waste their money on ridiculous shave tech and gimmicks. That's one of the ways they can charge a fraction of what the big shave companies charge. And you know what? I think DollarShaveClub.com blades are actually better. And signing up couldn't be easier. I mean, just go to DollarShaveClub.com, pick your razor plan. They have three. Then every month, like clockwork, boom, you get a package in the mail with the Dollar Shave Club blades. And they have other great stuff, too, like Dr. Carver's Easy Shave Butter, One Wipe Charlie's, the peppermint-infused butt wipes for men. Love it. Thanks to DollarShaveClub.com, you'll never forget to buy blades. You'll never get nicked up from squeezing one too many shaves out of that last blade in your pack. Join me and everybody, you know what, dude? And the hundreds and thousands of other guys who've upgraded to a smarter way to shave. Shave time. Shave money. Join DollarShaveClub.com/Kelly. Go there. Right now, that's DollarShaveClub.com/Kelly. Right now. Dude. All right, check it out, guys. We're going to fucking do a quick commercial break. So if you guys got to pee, and I got to do a bunch of ads. So you people on the live feed, you're going to listen to these ads because you're a cocksucker. Then we're going to take a break. And so if you guys got to piss or anything, now's the time. Awesome. All right, check it out. You guys know Hulu.com? Well, check this out. Hulu Plus is so much more. With Hulu Plus, you can catch your favorite shows anytime, anywhere. Hulu Plus lets you watch thousands of hit TV shows, movies, right in your living room, or your smartphone or tablet. With Hulu Plus, you can watch your favorite TV shows like SNL, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Shark Tank, and Scandal. Watch every episode of shows like Lost, Law & Order, Doctor Who, and community. You can also check out exclusive content, including Hulu's originals like The Wrong Man's and Behind the Mask, Hulu's new docuseries that takes you inside the world of sports mascots. You'll get access to a collection of ad-free movies, and it's a great show. Did you see it? It's fucking weird, but I love it.
Behind the Mask?
Behind the Mask.
It's on Hulu
Plus. It's on Hulu. Hulu Plus.
Hulu Plus, sir.
Hulu Plus. For only $7.99 a month, catch up on current shows, binge on old favorites, catch a great movie, stream as many TV shows and as many movies as you want, wherever you want. Right now, you can try Hulu Plus free for 2 weeks when you go to HuluPlus.com/...
Dude.
You're an asshole. You really are. Your timing is just the timing you have in your comedy. Hulu Plus.
Thanks, Lewis.
I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
Quick, Lewis.
I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I was talking to you, Scobo.
Okay.
Slash dude. That's a special offer for our listeners. Make sure you use HuluPlus.com/dude to get your extended free trial, and they know that we sent you. That's how they know. That's how it works. We get paid if you go to HuluPlus.com/dude. Ooh. Go to HuluPlus/dude, HuluPlus.com/dude, right,
Hulu.
Right now for extended 2 week trial. I love it. Is that it?
Amazon and Tweet.
All right, go to Amazon.com on our page. And if you're going to buy anything, buy it from that page. You help us out, you help out the network, you help everybody out. You lose nothing, we gain everything. And go to tweakedaudio.com for the most inexpensive, unbelievably awesome headphones you can get. TweakedAudio.com has many different varieties of headphones, different colors, shapes, and sizes. They're amazing headphones. Right now, you get 33% off, free shipping, and a lifetime limited warranty if you use the code word what?
Dude.
Nah.
Even worse than the first time. I mean, the timing was better, but dude, it's fucking, it's not dude. Oh, fucking, I'd love to king punch you right in your face.
I sound different.
Right now, go to tweakedaudio.com/, use the code word dude, and get your discount. 33% off is amazing, right, Louie?
That's a great deal.
It is. I didn't mean that because you're Jewish.
I know what you meant. We all know what you meant.
Louis, is that good or what?
What can I say? It's good.
All right, fuck it. There you go. We are back. What's up, guys?
All right.
So basically, we were talking about hookers.
Yeah. It's so weird going from hookers to product placement back to hookers. Well,
I know. It's weird, too. I really do like that. The Dollar Shave Club is my favorite. I really do like that one because I have to shave my head, and I go through these things. So, and there's nothing worse than being in a hotel room on the road and you go into the gig and you fucking slept on, and you look and your razor, the blue line is gone.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've used it for too much.
I used one of those disposable. I was in a situation like that. I used one of the disposables. My whole face was cut up. Like literally my entire face was just looked like I've been attacked.
You cannot use... I don't know what the fuck happened to us. I don't know what... Those razors were the razor that men used.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think because over time, razors became so amazing that our skin became more sensitive. Does that make sense?
No, I think they're those one, like real cheap ones, the plastic ones, the disposable ones, I think they're shittier quality than they ever were before.
So the ones that they made that we bought, when those were the ones we got, were better.
Were better, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go with that. I didn't think you'd come up with something. I thought we'd just go with my... I didn't know you have your own theories.
I've thought a lot about this.
You really just fucking proved me wrong. I have to agree with you. But I would like to do the research on it. So somebody out there do the research, and we'll find out who's who and who's wrong and who's right. Because I think I'm right. I think genetically we changed.
Our faces mutated? Think,
that makes sense.
In 10 years.
In 10 years.
It's complete. The evolution's complete.
We evolved in 10 years.
Yeah. It's like raptors with the door.
Ah, raptors with the door. I remember that because it was only a couple years.
Yeah, that was only a couple years.
And they learned how to use a doorknob. I'm going to use my fucking middle claw.
That was like a big thing in the commercial, too.
What?
Was the raptor door, like for the Jurassic Park trailer?
Really?
Yeah, is that you would see like, holy shit. And looking back, it's the stupidest fucking thing. where it's like, oh my god, and then you have the shot of like the claw like just opening the door. How did we not think that was funny then? Everyone was like, this is scary.
Dude, because the one thing to save you from raptors is a door. If they can open the doors, you're fucked.
Just take everyone it away.
Yeah, but all you had to do is get a round doorknob.
Yeah, or or lock the fucking door, but I guess they didn't have locks.
Well, you could get a round doorknob, they'd be fucked. It'd just be slipping off. You had to find the doorknob with the fucking one that somebody with no fingers could open. Fucking idiot.
They should sell the round doorknobs. They're raptor proof.
They should only have, they should only have, if you have dinosaurs, you need, that should be a rule. You should only have round doorknobs. But the reason why that movie was so fucking amazing was that they finally did. They did dinosaurs right. Mm.
Right, like, they hadn't done that.
Like, when they got out of the car, and I'm looking at, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Does it still look good? Has anyone seen it?
No.
Yeah, I saw it 3D.
It still does, yeah.
I saw it, it was on last week. It was still fucking good.
See, on TV, it's not good.
On a big screen.
On a TV, you cannot watch it on TV. That opening scene on a TV, you can see the sky's different, like it's squared.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, but on in a movie theater, yeah.
But this is exactly against the argument that we said in the beginning. That was the problem with Indiana Jones. The fourth one was too much CGI, right?
I thought you were going to fucking bring up hookers.
No.
It's like horse. You don't know if that pussy is real or fake.
I hear hookers can open doors now. They've learned.
But if you get accordion doors, they get fucked up.
Yeah. I'm stuck in here.
Those doors are hard, man.
Because it wasn't CGI. It was real.
Animatronics.
Like, yeah. I went and saw it at 3D, and we were the only two people. This was like a year ago.
Wait, Jurassic Park was CGI?
It was both.
It was CGI. Yeah. It was both. I think that's why it looked good, is that like half of it was CGI. And
I thought it was all CGI. No.
It was both.
Wow. No, it was both, because the little ones, if you CGI'd that, it would have looked like shit. But they made the, you know, the actual shit. And the one breathing, man, when they're on the thing that was how fuck, that's what got me.
Yeah.
That's the little moments that got me when they learned, they didn't learn, they made up how a fucking sick dinosaur would be breathing.
Yeah.
Which I was like, holy shit. And they went through its dung.
That was a good
but
part.
Again, though, as it went on, it got shittier and shittier because they used too much fucking CGI. And, you know, the first one was unbelievable. Dude, when that fucking T-Rex, I don't give a fuck who you are. When that T-Rex came out, when that lamb was gone, and you saw that fucking ripple in the cup of water.
Which
many fucking fat jokes have been thrown my way over the years. It fucking annoys me. If that didn't scare you when that motherfucker came out and started eating that hood with the kids in it, the only part that bugged me was they were using their feet like to kick the, like to kick the, like it was gonna actually go away. Like they were kicking, the little kids were kicking the glass, like, get away. Like, I would have said, bitch, shut the fuck up. Freeze, you cunt. I would have knocked my sister clean the fuck, I would have sucker punched her. I would have fucking knocked her clean the fuck out with a king punch.
Yeah.
With a king punch.
You motherfucker. We just did a double mint twins.
Every time I take video, Bill, you're so a little LA guy. You always look at me in the camera and do like a little wink. You do. You know you do it.
No, I don't.
I can't take video of you because you're like, and you got this cheesy ass grin with these dimples. You're like, hmm?
Gee, thanks.
It.
Thanks
yeah,
a lot, Kelly.
Welcome, baby.
Yeah. What you so want to fuck
what
me.
The
yeah,
fuck just happened? First of all, St. Germain is coming off of some depression. Like, he thought the show was going to be a little faster paced.
No, I just didn't know there was going to be a couch. Like, there's no way.
Why? Go sit over there. Go sit over here. Kelly, you go sit over here.
I become the couch.
Give her cheesy looks.
You can't give a pothead a couch.
Is it 4:20 right now? Is that the time?
He becomes Brad Pitt in fucking True Romance. Fucking condescend me,
motherfucker. I
can't
wait to move over.
We gotta get you up, dude. We need you up. And I just wanna see your fucking flat ass again. I wanna see your alternative cheeks. What the fuck? Why do you, dude, what are you doing? You're taking everything with you. Fucking
good job.
Dude, this is the problem with Dan St. Germain. If the world does end, people are gonna go up to him like he knows what to do. And he's not.
I'm gonna be fucked.
No, you're not gonna be fucked. The people that go to you for help, you know how to hunt, right? No, I don't. I know how to eat and fucking
tell
jokes.
I'm just really lazy.
Yeah.
personal hygiene wise.
A lot of people complain about that, the couch is too comfortable and it makes you want to go to sleepy times.
Right.
So you gotta, yeah, you gotta sit.
No,
up.
It is
that's
true.
Why,
yeah.
That's why Joe always sits there. He doesn't want to sit here.
Yeah, you seem better already.
Yeah,
I'm already much more up.
Yeah, all right.
You were literally falling asleep the first time on the show.
No, I wasn't falling asleep.
Literally, dude. Like, I know. What the fuck?
We got off the subject of hookers, and he got bored. Listen,
yeah, as soon as we start, yeah, I don't care about dinosaurs. I want hookers.
I thought that would be your thing.
Well, I like both, but yeah, if I could...
Dinosaur hookers. No, dinosaur hookers.
You'd love to get a head while a T-Rex was running after you.
I wouldn't fuck an animal, thrill. But I think I'd fuck a dinosaur.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, if it's like,
you know, there's those books about it. There's that erotica about it. Like,
what?
It's a huge thing.
Shut up. Can't. This is what I love, fucking Louis Katz, because he knows shit that you're not supposed to know. He knows shit that you're supposed to read once and never remember. But he retains like a fucking Rain Man.
I've done a lot of research.
You've done
on
a study.
No. There's this huge thing. Is erotica not just with dinosaurs? Also, Bigfoots. People want to be fucking Bigfoots and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it was a huge thing on Amazon, people publishing their books about getting fucked by a Bigfoot or fucked by a dinosaur, and then they took them all off Amazon because people were complaining about it, so it was kind of a big thing.
Why did they take them off?
I don't know. They got standards, I guess? I don't know. I don't know why you can't sell porn on, you know,
right,
on Amazon. I guess, can you not buy porn on Amazon?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know if I believe there was dinosaur erotica.
I would go look on my link. If you go look at my Amazon link on Riotcast, I would buy it from... I don't know, dude.
Well, dinosaur porn, at least there were dinosaurs. They're having like centaur porn, Bigfoot porn, like, all kinds of shit.
Yeah,
like
if you
that.
Go on YouPorn, there's always like the... There's the corner one where it's always like the demon fucking a girl.
Yeah.
Are into that shit.
Yeah.
Well, you know what is? Another one that's fake is the hermaphrodite porn. That's always fake.
Oh, it's always like a fake dick or something?
Yeah, you can tell because the jizz comes out. It looks like a honey bun. You know what I mean? It's not real jizz. It's just white. You just want to... You get hungry and you smell sugar.
Like that monster cock thing?
Oh, yeah. One? With the like, crazy cum. Yeah, it's like a gallon of cum.
It's crazy.
I thought that was real for a while.
No, you didn't.
I'll get it.
It's amazing.
That shit is ridiculous.
It's not real. It can't be. It's monster... I think it's monster cock.
Isn't there a two dick guy that was real that was just doing a Reddit thing? Like a guy with the...
Oh, yeah, there's a guy with two... Because those dicks are ugly. You would never have fake dicks that look that ugly.
Right,
have to be real.
Yeah, you just look really sick. Everyone thinks it's gonna be hot, but like, oh, you just look really sick.
What is the monster cock thing? Is that where
it's like a huge dick, like the size of an arm, and then it comes like buckets.
Wasn't it like a Mexican guy who did that? It was like a Mexican, which is ginormous dick.
Because you can always see.
I just found
a
really massive real cock that is just ridiculous. It's in a girl's butt. And I don't know how this girl will ever shit
like
again. No, it smells like black dick, which is cocoa butter.
Weed and lotion.
cocoa butter, Newports, and weed.
I was just watching a Bonnie Rotten video. That chick, she's real hot. She's the one who's got the spider webs on her tits.
Spider webs.
Bonnie Rotten.
Oh, she's... I've seen... Yes.
She's hot.
She's crazy, but she's like 20 years old.
Yeah, but she's getting like fucked in the ass and right afterwards. Her asshole like it came out.
I know.
She had a prolapse.
Yeah, it looks
asshole.
Like a prolapse.
I don't like a prolapse.
But she's so young.
I draw the line at prolapse.
And she's got those fucking... Yeah. The webs on her tits around the nipples. So fucking hot.
Oh, God.
This is just...
There awesome. You go. Yeah, welcome, everybody.
That's just huge dicks.
Jesus.
Bill, that's a huge dick to you, too,
that
huh?
One dude doesn't look like he should be in a porn.
Why?
Not those two, but there's the guy. And that guy
I always
there,
feel,
didn't
look,
get
look at that.
I feel bad for the guy who has to like jerk off in the back because he can't get hard.
Yeah. Well, there's just only so many holes, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to fucking, you know...
That's too big. That's too much.
Yeah, that is a
oh,
big
oh, wait,
dick.
I think I know that chick.
So you're yeah, a fucking... You're into porn, huh, Danny?
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Danny.
No, like, I mean...
I'll be into whatever.
Yeah, but you dude, you're into porn. You know certain...
Yeah,
you know
the actress's name.
I don't fucking
you, like,
know
you
any
had a
actresses.
Glimpse, and you're like, oh, I know her.
I don't know if you saw the adapted screenplay from Debbie Does Dallas. But yeah, no, I probably know too many of them, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, look, I think with porn now, because it's so attainable, you can just get it, and you don't really watch porn. I used to watch the movie, because you'd want to see if you could jerk off to something else later on, and then you'd watch the whole movie, maybe one, but then you had your places, all right, I'm going to go here, I'm going to watch the gardener and the fucking rape scene, you know what I mean? And that's the only part I like of this movie, now we'll go to another movie. Now, I don't watch that, I just type in fucking gardener rape. And I,
Gardner Frame.
Do you know what I mean?
Have you ever done? Have you gone to the theater and ever jerked off in the theater?
No, have you?
No, I haven't. But I kind of want to do that.
Shit, why? I wish. I wish I said yes, so he'd admit to it.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like going to Colonial Williamsburg. It's like that.
They should have it like an old Times Square, like a little model of it, where you could just go and jack off.
Put it in Camden.
You should do it to get press for your new hour.
Ridiculous.
Oh,
huge
hello.
God bless.
Oh boy.
How does that not hit an organ?
Hey.
How does that not make you go like that? Because
she's only going halfway on the
girls are empty on the inside, Bobby. They have nothing left in there.
That looks like it hurts. Oh, boy.
I saw a porno in a theater once on the big screen. It was
How
a 3D
was it?
Porno.
It
you got glasses?
What? Well, yeah, yeah. It was a...
What the fuck? Why?
Well, they screened it at my college, and that's what sucked was it was like...
It was like feminist porn? Like, oh.
Well, no. It was a regular porn.
The men come inside the women?
There was a crazy rape scene. It was like a lot of these women were like, it was their first time watching porn, and like, finally you get to watch porn with women, like, oh, we're all watching porn together, and then there was this weird scene where this dude's like fucking this chick in a kitchen, and he puts her head in this big pot of soup, and then she's dead in the soup. He's still fucking her, and the women are like,
what's
oh, this
movie?
Is horrible. It's like a famous porno,
it's
actually.
Dead soup pussy.
You know what's so fun about Louis going to see 3D porn is that because wears glasses, you got to wear the 3D glasses over your normal glasses so you can see.
Is that funny? That's every 3D movie.
That's the funny part.
Well, nothing is ever that funny when you preface it by going, you know what the funny thing is? It's never fucking funny. So all you young comics out there, never say, you know what's really funny? But it's not going
to
be funny.
I say it because that happens to me. I look like a fucking idiot.
Everyone looks like an idiot. There's 3D glasses. Why are you looking at me? Look at the screen.
Yeah. Mind your own business. Especially he's got the 3D glasses over his fucking ski mask. See, I saved it, kind of.
Hey. Yeah, I'm just watching porn.
I know this is really
halfway distracting. I can't think really.
Being a part of the show.
Is it bad that big cocks
porn.
Make me want to suck dick?
Yeah.
Was I molested?
Dan really woke up.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She looks like she's unconscious from the dick.
I fucked somebody. With a comic that has a massive dick a
Who?
Long time ago.
Who?
Name names.
I can't.
Come Why? On.
Sherrod.
So, what? Sherrod has a big dick?
Jesus Christ. I can never work for this country. I'm done. What do you do?
Secrets are in my pocket. Fucked a girl together?
Yeah. It was in his.
How was that?
How was it? It was fucking awful. He was fucking a stagehog even there. Fucking shut up.
You're giving him the light. He keeps going on the.
Then he did a helicopter on her tits. No, it was fine. I look at Sherrod, but Sherrod's a fucking. I'm a romantic.
Right.
Yeah, of course, obviously.
When I'm running a train on a girl, it's special.
I like to do it in the rain. I like to do it via candlelight when I run a train.
Let me explain myself, if I may. And feel free to keep throwing shit at. Apparently fucking Dan woke up. He's
thinking about fucking Sherrod Small's dick.
What I don't like to, like, when I'm even when I'm even with a hooker, I like to have it's more of a it's not a dirty thing, it's more of a romantic thing, or having sex. It's not, I'm not fucking her. I'm you know, I like to do with a random chick too. I like to kiss. I like to you know,
make love.
Yeah,
I like to
intimate.
I like a little intimacy with even with bitches that I just meet. Yeah. I like to kiss and do a little Prince Apollonia shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, pull a hair and I don't know. But he fucks. There's guys who fuck. This guy, like, he tugged a tampon out of this. I was like, oh, you're on your period. That's okay. Maybe we'll do blowjobs and have some tea. You know what I mean? And he went tug, tug like a light switch, pulled it out, and fucking hucked it on my wall in my hotel room.
That's awesome.
It looked like a piece of art.
Whoa, that's cool.
I pulled one out with my teeth the other day.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations.
Louis!
Weren't you worried about germs?
And this is the guy who didn't like clean hands. Like,
I got a photo.
Hands.
Okay, take
a photo.
Shut the fuck up.
Do
you
it.
Don't have a photo.
Do it.
That's the best.
I can show it. Well, I can't put it on the internet.
Of course not. Let's
just
see it. Let me see it.
You don't. Listen, look where the cameras are. Look where the cameras are and don't put it in front of the cameras.
All right.
Do you understand?
Hang on, what are we about to look at? We're about to look at your teeth pulling a string, or we're about to look at a pussy that's bloody? So which is the thing?
Passion.
No, it's more me. I'm the star of this photo.
Yeah.
Passion. Let me see.
Oh, you're growing leaps and bounds of germs.
Have you ever been two guys or no?
Nearly, but
that means yes. That means yes, right?
I was going to say the Jurassic Park story.
One of them was
story,
wearing a hat. Nah. Like, there's weird rules.
Well, the Jurassic Park story where we saw 3D, we were the only two people in the theater, and I gave him a blowjob in a theater. I'd never done it before. It was great.
Wow.
Because no one else was there.
Oh, wow.
It was awesome. I know.
I've gotten a blowjob in a theater.
Yeah, good for
what
you,
was his
man.
Name?
Did you take it or did she
Tommy.
Take it?
she took it.
Wait, she took it. That's a cool girl. I like that girl.
Is this a video or a photo?
Oh, my God.
I kind of love it. I kind of love it. You know what? I really like you now.
Let me see.
He's cool,
Luke,
man.
Let me see.
He's smiling so much.
Those Jews are such freaks, man. I got to tell you.
Let me see. I know. But there's a camera here, so don't do... Don't. Here, wait a second. Here, let me
just... Hang on. I love how happy your face looks.
Go ahead.
Dude, there's something...
Hercules.
He's so happy.
How long is a... I didn't know...
You didn't, get that, on, you didn't get that on camera, right?
I didn't know a string on a tampon was that long. That's like fucking... That's a long... Is that like a specialty tampon?
I don't know.
And does she have short arms? Why the fuck?
Lou's girlfriend's black as well.
Wait, can you show me again so I can finish?
Dude, I don't...
She doesn't listen to this.
Whatever. Don't worry about it.
She listens to every podcast I'm on. So it's,
does she?
Yeah, this might be a problem. Well, whatever. She's barely in that photo, right? That photo's about me.
I didn't
not
see
about
her. Listen,
yeah.
First of all...
Your girlfriend doesn't shave, obviously. What? Sorry.
Now it got bad.
Yeah. Can you edit that out? Well, Jesus Christ.
No, we didn't... He just showed the string in your mouth. He didn't show the actual tampon.
No.
You zoomed it out so
yeah,
we couldn't
I zoomed
see
it
her.
Out.
That was fucking... I didn't see... I wouldn't want... First of all, I don't like seeing my friends... I don't like that.
That photo was about me. All right, yeah. She was barely in the photo.
Not even in it.
Yeah, not.
So
in
there
it.
You go. I wouldn't even look at it.
It's
but
just so weird seeing you in a sexual life. I don't know.
Really?
But he still had this beautiful smile.
You can understand. This is what I love about fucking Louis.
Yeah.
You understand? This is what I love about him because I met him and I thought he was just going to be, you know, a regular fucking the comic, you know, fucking nerdy dude. He's got this great comedy, does great jokes. But then he's got this fucking dark side,
depraved Jew thing.
It's
going,
not even. It's
right?
not even. Depraved. It's what the fuck was that? You racist. You said it so mean.
Stinky Jew.
You know, what you doing? Fucking southern accent.
German.
You done that fucking depraved fucking Jew.
Damn goddamn Jew over there. Damn depraved Jew taking our women. Brain is smarter than the normal brain.
That's true. These people fucking eat tampons right out the pussy. Their fucking should all be burnt.
Hell, man.
What I'm saying, the fuck, man. I mean, you're not. It's not. It's you. You. This is it. You know why I love Jimmy Norton. He knows who he is. That's it. You know who you are and what you like, and you don't give a fuck that you go against type.
Well, I don't even know that it's that weird. I mean, I just want to try everything.
It's weird.
No, it's weird.
It's so weird. It is.
It's weird. You
have,
weird.
You have a photo and you're smiling with a tampon string in your mouth is a little weird.
I just want to do don't you want to do everything once in life?
No.
No.
No. No, you fucking depraved Jew. I mean, I get what you're saying, but I don't want to do that. I don't want to make my fucking chick's pussy into a carnival fucking game. Who can come on up? Who can pull the tampon out of the snatch? If blood hits you in the face, you win a fucking teddy bear.
That's real love, though, huh?
Yeah, she's cool, man.
She likes me for me.
I think, look, man, if you can be that in touch with your relationship where you can do something like that and you're both cool with it, God bless you. That listen,
I think that's that. It's not even that weird.
It's fucking weird. Listen, right. You know what a tampon's supposed to be taken out with? Her fingers and thrown away in a toilet, and no one's ever supposed to see it.
Before you have
you understand
sex.
Me?
Well, I didn't like make tea or anything.
You fucking you dip it in the toilet and then drink that water. She mushes your face into the toilet and dumps so on it.
That's too far.
Well, you have to take it. I have to know where we go. How am I going to know what too far is if I don't take
that
it?
That should be your new like club headshot. When you do
that's
road
fucking
days.
Awesome.
Just you. You with the fucking, you between her legs with the tampon.
I got a lot of, even I got better shots than that. I got a lot of. All
right, we don't want to see them. I don't want to
share.
So you don't mind fucking with a little blood?
No.
Oh, I do.
Oh, really?
I don't care.
I thought you would.
My. I do. I think I'm like Dexter. I think I was involved in a fucking serial murder and I was just left in a puddle of blood naked as a baby. Because blood makes me, I don't fucking want to do it. I think when the oxygen hits it, blech, I don't like it.
You can smell
iron. Will you have sex with a girl when she's on her period?
Nope.
Really?
No.
Wow.
Really?
You send her out to the forest because she's impure?
Yeah.
Let the wolves get
her? I fuck her, but then I call her a whore after. I make her feel badly. Like, you disgusting pig. Fuck me with your sin hole. Leave
sin hole.
I've done that. A fucking sin hole. I think that it is weird, too, that you guys just had this. I don't know if you guys picked up on it. This little sexual tension between these two fucking twits.
Oh, yeah.
Around 20 minutes ago.
That was pretty intense.
Yeah.
Who? Me?
Yeah, you know.
First, you're hitting on him because he's like a sparkling. He's every time I take a picture of you, it's like he sparkles. And next thing you know, you're next to him on the couch.
No. All I can think of when I look at you two is that I'm too fat to use a couch now. I think that's what we realized from that. Like, yeah. I involuntarily started to pass out just because the seating was comfortable.
Yeah, you
That's really sad.
Yeah, dude, you're so much better right now.
It's
yeah.
like diabetes. Yeah. Like, I may have diabetes.
I wasn't.
Have you two ever hooked up or
nope.
No, in the beginning I kind of hit on her and she was like, eh, I'm too good for you. Aww. And now she wants to
she's
suck my
way
dick
sadder
for sure.
Guys than you. I know some of the guys Kelly's fucked.
No. Really?
What,
do tell.
What the fuck is this?
Aren't you into like guys like basically like
why is this always brought up? Why am I not the guy who knows who you fuck?
Like
every other fucking middler in the country, no offense. Everybody knows who Kelly fucked except me.
No, I don't like any of this where this is going. Okay. I was never like I'm too good for you. It's just I could see through your bullshit.
All right. That doesn't sound similar.
What do you mean by that? Look at him when you say
like,
it.
Like, what I mean is you do like just
look me in the fucking eyes, bitch.
I don't like you talking about that. Like, when I was taking a video.
Yes, she does.
I don't know. You just, like, you're like, oh, you're so pretty. And I'm like, fuck you. Like, I don't.
Yeah, that's so disgusting.
I
called you pretty.
I know what guys do to trick me into liking them. I'm well aware of it. I've been kissing boys since I was 12. So it's just, you know, when I smell ingenuine bullshit,
ooh.
I'm like, fuck off.
You think,
I was lying when I said you were pretty? I didn't say you had a good body. I said you were pretty.
The first time I met Bill.
Listen, Bill, listen to me. I know you weren't even trying to be funny with that, you motherfucker. That fucking hurt. That hurt me. But touche. Your vine's
no,
still.
No, she's hot. Yeah. So, fuck the vine. Let's talk about Kelly's body.
No,
you're gorgeous. You know,
I don't
you're
want
hot.
That bullshit. I don't want.
You're hot. Who cares?
Yeah,
I'm not trying to fuck
it,
you, but you're hot.
You're under pressure now.
I'm not under
like
pressure.
It.
No, I'm not. I have no pressure.
No, Kelly's pants are.
I think she's really cute. I think she's really cute. Could lose 20 pounds. But here's my point.
She looks good like this.
Yeah, she does.
Kelly, if you lose weight, you're an idiot.
Says guy who tore tampon out.
That doesn't mean I don't have standards.
No, it does. It means your standards are fucking in a different universe than most everybody else's. Son, what you want to do, you get the tampon string in your teeth. Now, don't get it on your fang teeth because you might cut it loose. That's happened to me. That's a mess. All right? You don't want that fucking disaster because then you only got a little nub to grab and you're going to get close. And you're gonna get. It's going to look like you fucking ate a red fudgicle.
Lou, because your mouth's so close there, can I ask you a question? Are you happy to eat out her box if she's on her period or no?
No, okay. I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do
that?
You don't get clown face?
Milkshake?
Why so serious?
I've had that though where you pull your head up and there's blood there.
Yeah.
It tells you to watch.
I think
awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I would.
Maybe.
Yeah, it tasted kind of irony. You know?
Yeah,
so you have it in your beard?
Your red beard.
Like you fucking went to town on a bowl of borscht.
Did you know she was on her period or she just didn't tell you?
No, I just think it was like residual. Like we didn't know. We thought it was done.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
And,
gross.
I guess maybe I would. But yeah. I have never before.
Yeah.
If you could have sex with anyone here, who would it be, Kelly?
My favorites aren't here. The ones that I want to fuck. Oh, shut up.
That wasn't the question.
Well, I don't know. I think because I reckon probably Lou, because he's like sounds like the freak out of everybody.
Yeah, Lou.
And I think he could teach me stuff. I don't know. Just Lou. There's something about him that just seems fun.
Can you get her spots?
You'd fuck Lou. You'd fuck Lou here.
Fifty Shades of Cats.
Yeah. Yeah, out of all of them, I think, I don't know, Dan might get sad. Bill's going to want to be in a picture.
I can't even like argue that. I'm like, yeah, probably.
Bill's going to do a shitty vine with you while you're sleeping. He's going to walk up, girl, I fucked while sleeping.
And that's saying that
make it into an acronym nobody fucking follows.
And that's saying that knowing that Bill has a massive hog, but I think that Lou would like, you know, fuck the shit out of me in a nice way.
Thank you.
Yeah, Lou.
You're welcome, baby.
Yeah, Lou would definitely fuck you the worst. Dan would fuck you, and halfway through, you'd hear him burp, and you'd look at. He'd be eating like white Cheez-Its. You know what I mean? And have shit on his fingertips. Bill would fuck you and just fucking, ugh. You'd see him, he'd be looking in the mirror rehearsing.
Yeah, that's what I was wishing too.
Rehearsing lines.
American Psycho style.
Oh, yeah, Christian Bale doing this.
Yeah.
Come on, Bill. Why are you shaking your head?
Because that's so not who the fuck I am.
Who are you, baby? Who are you? Who are you?
Wouldn't you like to know?
As soon as I fuck you, I'd throw up on your tits. As soon as I put it in, I go, I can't do this. You're like my sister. You're like my sister. I can do it. No, you're like my sister. I can do it. Let me eat your pussy. No. I think that you and Bill Dawes would actually, you'd be good for Bill because Bill's a piece of shit.
What I've never seen from Bill, which is what I'd love to see,
is
that
massive cock.
Yeah, no, I've seen it. He sent me a picture of it. I want to see him like go, oh, I just had an audition. It was fucked up. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I've never seen him in this like vulnerable state. He's always
I'm
highly
cocky. I live in that state.
Wait, you just want people to be unsuccessful?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. By the way, I live in that state all the time.
Let's
never talk
all
to me.
Be where Kelly's at.
It's because he's so cocky, and I'm like, give me something real that I can use. Like,
what have I done that's cocky since I've been in there today? What have I said that's like cocky? Have I been like
all those last three lines you said to her were cocky? Were pretty much.
Wait, what I did?
Look me in the eye.
Yeah,
you
bitch.
Want my dick? I don't know. Everything you said to her was pretty much cocky.
Good point, Lou.
But I also think I think you're lying with you saying I want a guy who really can show that he's a failure. Yeah, bullshit.
No,
no,
not
yeah.
failure.
Wants
that's
that.
The wrong.
Like,
no, that's the wrong.
What that's
said,
about
though.
You. That's about you,
I want
Kelly.
Truth from him. I'm
why
like,
don't you
I
just date
truth.
Lewis?
No, but I like tell me about your dad or something. Like, tell me about fucked up child. I don't know. Tell
well,
me about
that's
something.
Different from saying like I did this. I failed at this audition.
No, but
no one wants
example.
To hear that
shit. No, that's an example of him being vulnerable.
Yeah, what a shitty thing you need for a guy to be down to earth. I failed. Fuck you.
I love you.
Or my dad and I have to have a fucked up relationship.
No, just some kind of truth that I can connect
right.
with. I can't connect with anything.
All right, hang on a second, Kelly. Yeah. One second. This yoga is really taking hold of you. Listen, tell her something real, Bill. What do you got that's real?
Tell me something.
Okay, so my mom was an alcoholic.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd go home from school and she'd be passed out on the floor.
Why are you laughing?
All right, there you go.
I'm sorry, that was me.
I
was just picturing this ginger lady going, Bill, get the fuck over here.
Sing me another tune, and Billy.
You got that massive fuck from my side of the family, you motherfucker. Say. If you're going to use it, you fucking mention my name.
All right. And I'm doing a Broadway show that I think is going to close in 2 months because people aren't fucking coming. That's vulnerable. How does
that's
that
not
feel?
Vulnerable. That's fucking egotistical. You're
humble
on
brag. That's what it is.
It's a humble brag.
No, it's not.
Your mom could afford
Broadway
beer?
Get it?
My mom drank peroxide. She had a suck dick to get that from the fucking pharmacist. Dude, listen.
Why is this fucking wire?
Oh, open up, Bill. Seriously, what do you got?
What do you want me to open about?
All right, I want you right now, not your past. Everybody has a story. Everybody's got a past. Everybody's got a sad fucking child. We grew up in a shitty era. Right now, what the fuck do you got to offer a girl like Kelly? What do you got?
In terms of my insecurities and fears and bullshit?
Say something.
I don't want to put
without bringing up your credits.
I will
I don't put myself
I will say this.
Can you not
I
touch her,
this.
Though? Because you're making everybody
I will say this. I'm not... Whoever the guy is that you think I am, mm-hmm. like, you call me Mr. L.A., look myself in the mirror. I grew up mm-hmm. total fucking white trash. I got mm-hmm. beat up by black people every day. Went to all black public schools. Grew up fucking poor
shit. Howard Stern?
No. So yeah, I know, exactly. So I didn't grow up, like, secure or rich or anything like that. So everything I do right now is some bullshit manifestation of my insecurity. I wire out validation and attention.
Okay.
Right?
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good. That was it, right?
Now suck his cock, Kelly. Go suck his massive
Kelly,
awesome
do you have something for
And
him
mention
now?
His mom while you're doing
him.
It.
One time, Stingo ate my baby. That's so easy.
That deserves a king suck if I ever saw one. The king suck
the
from
worst.
Kelly Mastuca.
I
know.
That was the most hack thing I've ever seen.
Terrible. That's good, Billy. Good for you, man.
And I also grew up very ugly and pimply.
Really?
Yeah.
No. You look what? I grew not now.
I grew up very I grew up very ugly. I had a lot of pimples. I you know, it's fucked up.
And I'm not saying I don't want
you look
like
great now.
You know, I'm not a beautiful. I don't want to put myself on a pedestal, but
you look good.
Yeah,
I got
good.
Theater face. I look good on theater. Put me in front of a TV. You know.
But you're not really you don't
is that
think
a thing,
you,
theater
I'm
face?
Not photogenic like you fucking Bobby Hollywood
I'm
over
very
here.
Photogenic
yeah.
on TV.
He is.
You know what I want to do true. With Bill? I just want
suck
I
suck his king dick.
King dick.
You want to pull a tampon out of his asshole with your teeth?
and just grin in the photo. Cheers.
Would that be
talking to the mic. Have you ever done radio? What do you do your podcast on your phone?
Just yell.
Yeah, it's just us in a Planned Parenthood waiting room to interview the girls who leave. Would it be gay if
yes.
I put tampons? Like I have bad hemorrhoids. If I put a tampon up my asshole,
yeah,
they're bad.
Is that gay?
No, that's not gay.
No,
that's
not gay.
Stupid.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's dumb. Right. Listen, no. Yeah, listen. What you want to do? You want to know what to do with your hemorrhoids?
Well, what should I do?
First of all, you should stop. You really stop itching your asshole. Mm. You know that you're
and
addicted.
I like it a lot.
I know you get it, and this is not a fucking joke. I was a sleep itcher.
What?
This is a fucking serious subject. Listen to me. I was a sleep itcher.
We know assholes in this room.
All right. I would wake up with my finger in my asshole, scratching my asshole, I swear to God, I had stink finger a lot. And I woke up one night, my wife, because my fucking, I itched my asshole, put my hand on the pillow, she rolled over, and it went right near her fucking nose. She smelled shit.
And you know what else? Your ass itches high, like sugar, like white sugar. If you eat a lot of, you know, like Coke or whatever, then that makes your asshole itch a lot.
Listen, mm-hmm. That's not true. Listen to me. We're talking about hemorrhoids, you fucking
but
scientist.
It adds into
it. I just wanted to throw you a dumb
who
fact
knows?
That you learned where.
You would tell me I don't
Qantas,
know a lot about assholes?
On a 14-hour flight to your shit country, you read a fact in Qantas magazine. Do you know that chiggers, they make issy bum house?
Do you know what I've lived with my asshole?
Listen, I know, but what I'm saying, we're talking hemorrhoids. I swear to God, you get addicted to the itch.
Yeah.
The
do you
itch?
Feel addicted? Does that make sense?
The
it feels awesome.
I mean, it feels really good when you itch your asshole, yeah.
Itching, you know? Itching your asshole becomes it. When you have roids, it's fucking.
Right.
It's like cleaning your ears with a Q-tip.
Oh, yeah.
It's like.
Doing it at the same time.
It's almost like, what do they call that when you get it to the edge? Right. What's that called? Edging. Edging. They call it edging.
Oh, yeah.
When you get it, you're just sitting there for hours watching porn.
Oh, I see.
And you just edge and you're just having just shit drip. You can get a.
It's called edging?
It's called edging, yeah.
I call it training, like I was training.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know you.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I know.
Like I'm practicing for when I'm fucking.
Well, like you're fucking going to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Young Jedi.
Fucking do pull-ups while you're edging? One, two. No, but you get addicted to the itch, and that makes it worse, okay?
Right.
Because now you kind of like it. You're a little, and what it is you're not wiping good enough. You need to get baby wipes, but get the baby the Preparation H baby wipes. So that's
I had those for a little bit. Yeah.
Wait,
what those do is they will loosen up. It will tighten up your asshole. Tighten what it is. It's a vein that's inside. And it's coming outside, okay? And it becomes itchy because of the poop and the shit and all the little oils that come out of your butthole. And then, are you coming right now?
This is making him so uncomfortable right now. His fingers are getting itchy just thinking about it.
He's fucking put his thumb in his mouth and started sucking on it. What the fuck is going on, Dan?
Call me a piece of shit.
You know what else?
What was it, Dennis Hopper movie? You know, Velvet,
Blue Velvet. Call me Daddy!
But yeah, that's hemorrhoids, man.
It's a vein from inside your asshole that comes to the outside of the asshole?
Yeah.
My hemorrhoids are so bad, once my doctor had to put rubber bands on them until they popped.
What the fuck?
Oh, disgusting. What the fuck?
Are you kidding me?
And now I have two images I don't want in my fucking head.
Kelly and his asshole.
No, the fucking tampon string in the mouth.
You need to eat
asshole.
Better.
I know that wasn't the image. fucking dumb slash actor.
It's okay, Bill. But you need to
did you
have
see that touch? Did you see the fucking touch? Do you understand what she just did? We all get that, right? She's slowly like, I okay, baby, here's a little bit what you want. And he felt it and his fucking dick thumped up. She's playing with you, cocksucker.
I don't want to fix him. I'm so maternal. I want to fix
you. Gotta fucking take
that's
this.
What it is. That's what women want. They want to fix a guy. So I tell you, fucked. Oh, I can help you.
No,
Dan, you gotta take some of that talking head money and buy yourself a bidet.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta shower after you shit. Period. Shower after you shit.
Well, what causes? Why does the vein come out of your asshole?
Bidets are bad for you though, too.
Why?
I don't know why. I just heard.
Dude, don't say that. Don't just give us false.
No, I'm just Google it. Somebody Google it. We just Google cock shit up.
Go on Yelp.
Big cock shit.
Monster cock bidet. Google that.
Why does the vein come out in the first place?
Refresh that.
What causes the hemorrhoids in the first place?
I don't know.
I've heard
you push too hard.
That's what I heard, right?
You push too hard. You stay on the toilet too long. You push too hard, but then you know you start itching it because it becomes itchy, because if you're there's caca fluid, which is not just
fluid.
Look at there's an oil that comes out of your asshole.
That was I want to ask about that. What are you talking about? Is there oil that comes out of your asshole?
Dude, your prostate fluid comes out of your dick.
Prostate
hole.
Fluid
comes out of your dick hole from your asshole, but you have secretions like a dog.
No,
absolutely.
The fuck out of here.
Let's get Dr. Steve on the phone.
Are you serious?
Let's get him on the phone.
Glands, like I'm shooting glands, like a cat, like marking my territory.
Do you eat ass? I eat ass.
Yeah, sure.
Right. I love it.
I love. I used to love eat. Who said love it?
Me.
Is that Scopo?
Oh,
so every time you say something, I'm not sure who said it.
You can't even see my mouth move either. It's the worst.
I can't find information that says bidets are bad. The best thing ever invented.
How about
the clean asshole?
Human anal gland secretions.
I've never
heard of that.
You know what helps?
Just douching. I know douching's supposed to not be
That's terrible for women to do that. You know what you need to do? Metamucil before you go to bed so you had to take a nice healthy shit in the morning.
Don't take a Metamucil, dude.
Yes.
Just
eat
regular fiber. You don't want that crazy fiber, man. You shouldn't
Not having hair
How
down
can
there?
I just keep
guys,
what I'm doing
I
right
call
now?
I want to call Dr. Steve right now.
Stool softeners. You need a softer poo because the wiping
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But I like it hard. The Metamucil
will give you a clean.
A bit about that, how he likes hard shits, and I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but the Metamucil will give you a clean break, right. So you're not even wiping that much.
All right, I'm gonna
trust me. Come on.
I'm going to call Dr. Steve right now because Kelly's fucking Google skills suck.
I told you, bidet.
Shut up and just look for it.
Bidet hemorrhoids.
What are we?
Doctor, I have a doctor friend, Dr. Steve from Weird Medicine. He has a show weekly, one of my favorite shows on the network that we have, Riotcast.
I do not routinely pick up voicemails, and it may be a number of days until I pick up your message if you decide to leave one.
Whoa.
What the fuck is that? That's the wrong Dr. Steve.
That's very...
oh, my God. That's the one... Oh, God. I've been calling this guy. I met this guy one time. He's Dr. Steve, but he's the wrong Dr. Steve. And I call him, and I just hang up all the time. Because he sounds different than the Dr. Steve. I got to delete that guy.
On his voicemail.
It's me calling for the fucking 50th time, and he doesn't know who I am. He met me once.
Can I say, it actually even says here, toilet paper use is unhealthy. Is it advisable to always use a bidet?
Yeah, toilet paper is spreading peanut butter. We've talked about this on the show. We're the only country that does this. We're the only one.
Really?
It's like if you took peanut butter, put it on your arm, and wiped it down with the dry cloth, it's still there.
Weird medicine.
Hey, what's up, Dr. Steve?
Hey, Bobby. It's Bobby Kelly, everybody. We're recording our podcast.
Oh. Well, we're recording our podcast here, and we're having problems with hemorrhoids.
Okay. Well, that's interesting because we were just talking about hemorrhoids, but statistically, that would not be a surprise on this show. So.
Right. On this show, it would not be a surprise either.
It's not mine.
But what I'm asking is, first of all, I think you can get addicted to the itch.
I don't disagree with that.
Okay,
there's a pause. That was a loaded answer.
Yeah. I mean, because the itch actually becomes erotic, right?
Yeah.
It's almost
people
like...
People get addicted to itching themselves on their skin, even. There's a disease called Morgellons that causes people to have this compulsive need to scratch their skin until they get down to the undersurface of the skin and start pulling out fibers of epithelial tissue and stuff.
I told you.
And people do get addicted to itching themselves.
But because and there's also an oil, like a fluid that comes out, a fluid. There's a fluid that comes out of your asshole. You secrete. What is that called? It's not like poo, but
butt oil.
Butt oil.
No. Yeah, it's butt oil. It's when you have inflammation of the rectum or the anus, and you start scratching it, and it and that area gets reddened and inflamed, then it will start to secrete fluid, just as you said, and it's really a form of mucus, but it's
and that.
But a regular healthy butthole will not secrete any kind of fluid.
No, a normal butthole will not secrete any kind of fluid other than fecal matter and diarrhea.
I'm saying this, Dr. Steve, that we do secrete a fluid. It's a pheromone, correct?
It's like badgers do that, man.
A pheromone.
Hang on.
Well, the pheromone theory is in question, but we do secrete oils. And lubricants in that area as well, and sweat. Of course, you know that we've all had swamp ass before, so we know that there is fluid down there.
Right. So there is. You do secrete oils down there, almost like a dog, right? Like I heard that humans, the reason why we want to go down to that, we want to go down to the asshole, is because we secrete like pheromones, like a dog, like an oil, almost like a musk.
Well, dogs actually have scent glands, and the groomers have to go in there and open these glands up and excrete out all the nastiness, and it's really like kind of a sebaceous cyst. We don't really have anything like that, but we do produce oil on our skin, and there's a little bit more down there. There's a lot of oil glands, and there's a lot of sweat glands down there. Again, like I said, every dude who's ever had swamp ass knows what I'm talking about.
Now, the one last question, we'll let you get back to the actual better show than this. How are hemorrhoids, how do they happen? And how do you get rid of them?
Okay, hemorrhoids are varicose veins of the asshole. Mm. So if you've ever seen someone's legs where they've got varicose veins, it's the same thing. And they're caused by increased pressure in the colon. And usually caused by straining or by high pressures in the colon caused by our crappy American low-fiber diet. And once they're there, they either have to heal on their own, in which case they'll turn into little skin tags and scar down, and you'll have a ring of these gross little skin tags hanging out of your asshole. Or you can have a proctologist form and put rubber bands around them.
Boom.
Now, what if you fall in love with your hemorrhoids? And the only way you can come is if you itch your asshole while you're jerking off.
With a Q-tip in your ear.
Then just enjoy. All I can say, enjoy.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Steve. You're the best. Weird Medicine on Riotcast, one of my favorite shows. Check that out. I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, buddy. We'll see you. Bye. Wow, that's funny.
Dude, that skin tag, I've always wondered about that. I've seen buttholes like that. I'm like, why is there a
I
thought it was like some kind of mini tail. But now I know what it is.
I guess I'm really uncomfortable by this because I was like starting to like dry heave.
Yeah, I could tell.
This is really
Lou, when you see skin tags on a girl's asshole, does that make you weirded out by it?
Because Kelly has one.
No.
Kelly, I am.
I'm a little bit.
Yeah, you know what you do? Get a dental floss, wrap it around it, let it die.
I can't. I've gone to the proctor. It's not big. It's tiny.
It's a fucking ear. You could hang an earring off of it.
It's obviously big if you went to a doctor about it.
No, it was when I was going through all my issues in my asshole.
What did the doctor say?
He was like,
threw up.
What did the doctor say? Because she pulled her pants down her ass and went, Quaid.
Kill me.
Quaid.
He said it was so small that it's not even worth it. He goes, it's just looks for you. You're just embarrassed by it. And I was like, yeah, I'm still...
Plus the guy's throwing up on my backside. That doesn't help.
I mean, if you can
is that a new bass?
It's fifth base.
If you can bleach an asshole, I don't know why you can't have a tag removed from an asshole. Why can't you have that thing removed?
Because it's
where is your microphone? Are you talking into it?
I'm talking right into it.
Yeah. Straight.
I'm right into it. Ah! I'm right here, man.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. It's attached to a blood vessel, and he's like, listen, because by the time...
Is that to your brain?
Yeah.
Oh, what if you died from that?
How funny would that be if she went like half her body shut down? Like she talk like this because she tried to get the skin tag removed from her asshole. Vanity took me down.
Do a PSA.
The other thing is that like once someone is peering into your asshole, it is a little late. Like, it's like, who cares?
No, that's not true.
Every guy says that.
No, that's not true.
How much ass sex do you have that this is an issue?
I've never had ass sex ever, but
well,
if I'm getting it from
behind...
Never. Really? If a guy's doing
it from...
She's
got a bat wing hanging off her cheek. Who is ever going to fuck that ass?
I mean, me.
He said it. I go for sad guys.
You know? A bat wing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. It's so haunted.
But no, like my ex was never like weird about it. Like I was always self-conscious and he's like, stop it. It's fine. Like it's never a big deal. But I feel ugh about it.
Yeah, me too.
When did you even discover it?
After I got better and it appeared, I don't know.
She jumped off a building and she didn't die.
I got flight.
Fucking opened up like a parachute. She landed softly in the bush.
Dusted off my hands.
That's a horrible power.
Oh. Yeah, that's the worst superhero origin story ever. It's sadder than Clark Kent's dad dying or whatever.
She gets thrown off the building by a villain and her pants come off. Oh my God. I never knew.
Real.
And she picks a cat out of a tree, helps a kid who's getting bullied.
It gets better.
Line of the day.
We don't need Dan really sound funny. Effects. Me and Dan, the new Dan.
Oh, that's funny as hell.
Shit, guys. Man. All right, listen, man. This has been a fucking great show. I want to Jesus Christ. I can't get her dirty asshole out of my head.
That's a good lyric. That's beautiful.
That is. Write that down.
Get a dirty asshole
Kelly.
Out of my head. Oh, that must have been kissing it.
It gets better. And she slowly lets him down in his own backyard. Honey, I'm right here, Mom. Oh, fuck me. She starts attaching weapons to it. I made this, Mom. It's a Tommy gun that has an earring clip on it. Oh, Kelly's fucking tagged asshole. But I want to thank you guys. Dan, you were fantastic, man. I'm glad you actually...
Thank you for having me. I've been wanting to come on for a long time. Thank
dude,
you for
come back,
man. Really fun show.
Actually, come back whenever you want.
I'd love to.
Bobby, absolutely. Dan was very excited to come on the show. Really excited.
I'm excited to have you. I mean, to be honest with you, I heard about you before. I think somebody brought you up to come on one of my shows, and then I didn't know who you were, and then I saw you, and I was like, no. I totally judged a book by its cover. But I heard a lot of great shit about you. After that, I was like, oh, this guy's... But now, I'm very glad I had you on because I've seen your stuff and you're a very funny comedian.
Oh, well, thank you.
And
I thought you just saw my act. Like, then I saw you and I was like, this is horrible.
Oh, no. I saw you. I mean, and then...
Said
but
your face, he said.
No, I saw your face. I was like, no,
this is disgusting.
Fucking, I'm not selling moonshine this weekend. But you know what I found out that's very funny about guys like you and the beards? There's a lot of bearded comedy. That's a thing, you know. it's what it is. It's almost like when
it's the sport code of the 2020s.
It's almost like when Dane was famous, and there was a lot of guys doing a lot of movement. Mm-hmm. But a lot of guys who have beards, which we had with what's his name,
Sean Donnelly,
Sean, and who else?
Taylor.
Taylor. They were like, "Nah, man, I'm fucking ugly." And
yeah, I had the same thing. I have no chin at all. I had a beard all in college, you know, even before I did comedy.
It's fucking weird, like, you know, how you read into this shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, everybody's getting a beard because of this, but you guys are just ugly, scared people like me.
Right.
Like,
I just think
I mean?
It's so weird, though. It's like...
like me and Louie.
I mean, it's not like...
Not Bill.
I don't think for me, like, that's like people doing the Dane Cook thing. That's like just ripping somebody off. It's not like...
Yeah.
My comedy's nothing like Zach Galifianakis's. You know what I mean? He's a one-liner guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just look like him, and I also even walk like Zach, so it kind of sucks. You know what I mean? Because, like, we have the same web walk and shit like that. I'm fatter than him. I realize that.
Now
I'm fatter.
Yeah, when he became famous, he lost a little.
He lost a lot of weight. But, but like, now, like, people are crazy. Like, I was on the road, and there was someone who did Louis and Burr right out. Like fucking identical. Wow. To the point of, like, Luke, like, even, and then I'm holding a water bottle, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? You know, like,
oh,
the same cadence, and then I'm like, right afterwards, hey, what's going on? Like, the same fucking Burr. It was the host, wow. And then the feet. It was crazy. It was stuff like that. I mean,
it's always like that. For a while, it was a lot of Mitch out there, and a lot of Dane.
A lot of Mitch. I remember that. And then Attell.
I did Mitch.
Yeah,
a lot of Attell.
Yeah, a lot of people did Attell, man. Mm-hmm. People we know did a fucking tell. But there is, I think that there is a point that comics go through where they do become somebody to become themselves.
Right.
I think this, I've seen guys, I remember when I was coming, it was Anthony Clark. A lot of guys would do Anthony Clark.
Wow.
And, all, you know, they would even say Dane did Anthony Clark or Jim Carrey to become himself. I think that some guys are just fucking hacks and can't. They're going to be that, and then they're going to turn to shit. But some guys do become, you know what I mean?
Well, what's weird, what I've noticed now is because of the internet and because comedy's so big, people are doing people before they can get that famous. I hear a lot of John Mulaney, which I think is fucked up because John Mulaney hasn't popped yet.
No.
So, I mean, he's popped, but you know what I mean? He's comedy
pretty,
famous.
He's pretty big.
But he's not household name famous.
Right, yeah.
And I'm saying if one of those guys would get famous first, that would really suck for John Mulaney.
It won't because John Mulaney is so fucking... Yeah. John Mulaney is so... Oh, my God. Look at, man... You can't help but fucking laugh at that cocksucker.
He's so great.
Funny. So
His cadence is unbelievable. Yeah,
people do it, man. People are doing that cadence.
Yeah,
I hear it around a lot.
But that's our business.
Yeah.
That's what happens. People did Pryor. People did Carlin. People did Dice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to start doing Margaret Cho. You know?
What are you going to do? Have some type of one-woman show that doesn't sell out? I'm kidding. Listen.
I'm kidding.
She just got a brand new gig on television, by the way.
Yeah.
But no, I'm very glad to have you on, dude.
Well, thank you for having me. It was really fun.
I love new guys on, and you know, I mean, the one thing that I like about this show is that we're all a comedy community. We don't all hang out in the same packs. We're not all friends. But when it comes down to it, if you put us all in a room, we'll have a blast. We have fun. That's why I love this show. That's why I have a lot of people on. But you have too many. Fuck you. This is what it is. And I'm glad you came on. Come back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And Louie, I fucking love you.
Thanks, man.
You know, look at these cheesies.
I really do. I fucking love him. He's so not what I love people who aren't what you expect them to be. I love being surprised. And he's definitely he always shocks me. And again, you shock me. We did it with the breast milk last time. Now I'm going to fucking puke.
He's a freak. I love it. I know.
He is. Dawes, you're the best. Thanks for coming on. I'm sorry that Kelly... I actually liked that she got you to reveal a few things. It made me mad that you broke and you weren't an alpha male and you kind of pushed out and let some fucking twat with a gap tell you what's what. But whatever. It was nice.
No, what are you going to do?
If you don't fuck Kelly now, you are a pussy.
I got to reveal more shit in order to do that.
I don't care what you have to do. I don't care if you're going to cry on this bitch's shoulder. You better at least titty fuck this chick with your dick and take a snapshot like fucking Louie did. and show the rest of us.
Didn't show any of that, by the way.
Of course not. Nothing. You didn't show anything. You showed you with a piece of string in your mouth.
It could have been you fucking having cotton candy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What do you got? What you play, man? I want everybody to
see this. It's called Bronx Bombers. It's about the Yankees. It's Circle and Square. Yeah. Come on down and say you don't know what, dude, and get $32 tickets.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So tell them again.
Go to them and say you don't know what, dude, and you'll get $32
tickets. Can
you
say the name of the...
You Know What, Dude podcast?
Are you reading it?
No, but I don't know. What did I say wrong?
You've been on the show 900 times.
You go to Bronx Bombers and say you know what, dude, you'll get $32 tickets.
That's pretty cheap. They're $100 tickets.
Yeah.
It's a great show. The theater is one of my favorite theaters in New York. It used to be right up the street from my house, which I miss. Mm. But it's one of my favorite theaters in New York. You've been there before.
Yeah.
And it's a because there's not a bad seat in the house.
No.
Not a bad seat in the house. It's fucking great. And I love the way that's what I love about theater is they make the impossible happen. Because you walk in, it's just in the round, and the floor goes up and down, and shit gets moved, and all of a sudden there's... I love it. So go see it. It's a great play. What's the name of it again?
Bronx Bombers.
What do you got, Louis?
You should follow me on Twitter. It's LOUISKATZ is the name. That's same my website. Same with the other stuff. Is that what you... That's what you're queuing me for, right? Promoting yourself, right?
Yeah. I would like you to do that.
Yeah.
I would like you to do that without being weird.
This comes out on the 24th, so anything you got after that?
What the fuck day is that? Oh, come see me if you're listening in L.A., I'll be at Ari Shaffir's Storyteller show at the Improv. So come see me tell a story.
I fucking love that show.
And yeah, so I'll be on that, and I'll be on the Improv that Wednesday as well. So if you're in LA that week, I'll be at the Hollywood Improv Wednesday and Thursday. And again, it's LOUISKATZ.
And make sure you go see him. Make sure you let him know you heard him on this show. Dad, all right, what do you got, Dad? Danny?
Dan, you just Google Dan St. Germain. DanSt.Germain.net. I'm really terrible at selling myself.
Glad you're not on the couch.
And then and then I have a podcast called My Dumb Friends on All Things Comedy.
Right.
With Sean Donnelly. And in February, so I'll be in Arlington Draft House beginning of March.
Very popular podcast, by the way. Always in the top fucking 100, if not top 40. Am I out of my mind? You are.
No, we're not. But like thank you. I appreciate
you really
it. I gotta keep doing that. I don't know. I just feel weird lying about stuff.
You're not lying. I could be mistaken.
I could be. I am within the top thousand podcasts.
I said it. Billy, I'll see you later, buddy.
I love you, buddy.
Bye, Bill.
But it's funny. You should come on.
I would definitely come on. As long as you did it in this studio.
Louis done.
No, I'm kidding. I would definitely come on. I'd love coming on other podcasts. What do you got, Kelly?
Just follow me on Twitter, Kelly Vistuga, and all my shows in New York are on website. What?
You got 3,000 followers.
I'm nearly four now.
How many you got, Lou?
4,100, something like that.
Like 6,200.
It's crazy.
Well, that's good. What?
I love it. I just love when people from the show follow people. I love that. That makes me happy. What do you got there, Mask Boy?
The Mask.
You'd get me on Twitter. I got nothing really exciting coming up that I'm on the road for. So,
all right. Well, we're gonna be doing the Jersey Comedy Festival.
Oh yeah, you wanted to bring that up or no?
Yeah, we're gonna be doing the Jersey Comedy
Woo-hoo!
Festival.
When was that, Bobby?
I don't know. But we're doing it. We're gonna do a live show Q&A in Jersey for the festival. We're working it out with Chris Ellis, and the Laugh Button is going to be producing it.
Do you know where?
So we're in good hands. No, we don't. Okay. But it's coming out soon. So make sure you look for that, or it'll be on my website, robertkellylive.com. We're doing when's this coming out? The 24th?
24th.
All right, check this out. Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane, My Wife Hates Me podcast will be going live March 11th at the Comedy Cellar at the Village Underground. They're going to be doing their podcast live, stand up each of them. Then they sit down, do the show live with a very special guest marriage counselor. So you don't want to miss this. It's going to be a fucking hilarious show. Village Underground. Tickets are $10. That's it. $10 at the ComedyCellar.com website. Over to the right, you can see the thing. They have a poster there. They're going to be signing it. It's going to be a holy shit night. It's on the 11th. So get your tickets now. It's only a 200-seater. It's going to sell out. So buy your tickets now. March 11th, My Wife Hates Me podcast live. And for myself,
Bobby is going to be the 27th and 28th of February at the Improv in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, I fucked up on those dates, so.
And the 1st, I'm sorry.
And yeah, the, and the 1st, March 1st. I fucked up. It was supposed to be this weekend. My wife fucked up, plugged in the wrong info, so I apologize. I'm going to be making that up, that date. So there you go.
March 7th, you're at the Bushnell Theater in Hartford, Connecticut.
Woo!
The March 28th and 29th, Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
Ba-bang!
And April 18th, Boston, fucking the prodigal kids coming back home to the Wilbur Theater.
Fucking yeah, dude. I'm going to be doing some fucking jokes about my fucking baby, right? So hopefully you'll enjoy
fucking
them.
You and Sully will come. Let's go.
All right, so that's it. You guys are the best. Thank you for donating. Thank you for supporting our sponsors. Thank you for listening to the You Know What, Dude.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.